Comedian.
The Upper Room.
It's the J. Rouse Show coming up next on the TGR's Radio Network dial.
The following is rated TV MALSV. It contains strong language, violence, and nudity. It is intended only for mature audiences. Viewer discretion advised.
Spoken!
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah!
You gonna take me home tonight?
Online radio at its best. Online radio at its best.
Hey,
is your resident map of the South.
Let's do this.
I'm telling you, I am first very honored that you would join me tonight.
He has a very limited time spot, so we want to bring in Mr. Alan Farrell right away.
Hey, how are you, Kathleen?
You know what? I'm going to make you do what I do, baby.
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
It's time for the serious side of the J. Rouse Show.
Don't try to call me out, princess. You can take your love and true purpose and stick it. She's a bitch.
Say what?
Hey, 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 what's up, y'all? Welcome to another Funky Fresh edition, the Wednesday edition of the J. Rouse Show. 347-850-1272 is our calling number. 347-850-1272. Let me do this. Kisses for all the girls in the world, with the exception of one that she knows who a black ass is. High fives and fist bumps to all the fellas. Let me tell you something. Tonight, it's all about laying down on that couch, baby. That's right. The TJRS couch is waiting for you. We are answering questions from our listeners. Ooh, man, we got some juicy ones tonight. We have some juicy ones tonight. Ooh, I can't wait to get into it. You know how we do, you folks. Coming up in about 30 minutes, it is a weather update courtesy of AccraWeather.com. You're only seconds away from the NPR News Update and the three-minute commentary. Plus, tonight in the Listen Lounge, we will be featuring the music of a gospel artist by the name of Sheila Moore. Her single, Get Excited, is about to be released. Let me tell you something. This music is great. It's coming up in the lounge tonight. So sit back, sit tight, don't let the bad bugs bite. It is the Wednesday edition of the J. Rouse Show. 347-850-1272, 347-850-1272. On the other side, we're going to get down with the very best in the business. It's the J. Rouse Show, folks. Let's do this.
It's a popcorn, man.
The J. Rouse Show starts now.
Boom! Never know. That's the point. Go.
You are about to experience the number one talk radio show on BTR right now.
I'm kind of ready for some action now.
So you're excited too?
And you know this, man!
From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Even as there are reports of rockets being fired into Israel, word Israel and Hamas may be working on an extension of the current ceasefire. The military says the rockets were fired just hours before the ceasefire was due to expire. Egyptian mediators in Cairo have been working to pin down a long-term ceasefire between the two sides, but deep differences are said to remain. Hamas has denied firing rockets at Israel. Hamas wants to end the crippling blockade of Gaza. Israel wants Hamas to disarm. West Africa continues to fight the spread of the deadly Ebola virus. Meanwhile, as NPR's Gregory Warner reports, the WHO has classified Kenya as an East African country that is at high risk for transmitting the disease.
Kenya is vulnerable because it's a major transport hub with many flights from West Africa, more than 70 flights a week to and from the affected countries, Liberia, Guinea, Nigeria, and Sierra Leone. The WHO country representative says those flights are enough reason to declare Kenya high risk. Kenyan officials say there is an existing isolation ward in a Nairobi hospital, and several more will be set up in coming weeks around the country, while screening has been stepped up at the airport, though thousands of Kenyans on Twitter called for the most obvious measure, cut off airline routes to the affected countries. Kenya's national airline said it'll make its decision about canceling flights on Thursday. Gregory Warner, NPR News, Nairobi.
Authorities in the St. Louis suburb of Ferguson are under growing pressure to release the name of the police officer who shot and killed unarmed 18-year-old Michael Brown last weekend. They're not wavering, citing security threats. NPR's David Shaper reports on the mounting outrage over the shooting.
At a community forum aimed at starting the process of healing and reconciliation in and around Ferguson, the town where Brown was killed, St. Louis County Police Chief John Belmar says he is following department policy in not releasing the name of the officer who shot Brown.
As far as releasing the name of any suspect, we do not do that until they're charged with an offense.
Ferguson Police Chief Tom Jackson, who earlier in the week indicated he would release the officer's name, now says he won't do so because of death threats. He says the safety of the officer and his family outweighs the public interest in knowing who the shooter was. David Shaper, NPR News, St. Louis.
The unarmed black teen was gunned down on Saturday. Networking company Cisco Systems is announcing plans to cut 6,000 jobs, or roughly 8% of its global workforce. The announcement coming as the company reported yet another quarterly decline as it wrapped up its current fiscal year. Cisco says fourth quarter net income fell by 1% on revenue that also moved lower. Based in San Jose, California, Cisco makes the routing and switching systems that funnel data among Internet servers. Cisco Chief Executive John Chambers outlined what he termed a limited restructuring during a conference call today. On Wall Street, the Dow was up 91 points to 16,651. The NASDAQ gained 44 points. You're listening to NPR.
The views and opinions expressed during the 3-minute commentary are not necessarily the views and opinions of the J. Ryle Show. Jay's 3-minute commentary starts now.
Robin Williams, gone, from an apparent suicide. The news was very shocking to me. The more and more I started to read different things and different stories about Robin Williams, I find myself not being all that surprised, because it seems to me that he was sending out all the messages, right? Indicating that this more than likely would be the end result. And it makes me think about my days in the military. You know, one of the things in the military that we used to always focus on was suicide. The military was huge on suicide prevention. Bottom line was, and still is, hopefully, if a soldier even plays or mocks or even cracks a joke about thinking about committing suicide, or watching someone commit suicide, or maybe a friend of theirs may be talking suicide, everything stopped and the focus really became on that individual. You know, one of the things that people talk about, especially after someone takes their own life, is how selfish of an act is that? And when you think about it, and I tell people this all the time, you take care of yourself not for you, but for others. Because depending on who you are, almost every last one of us has had an effect on someone else. Or if something happened to one of us, other people would be affected. And I think that when you are in a situation where you're contemplating about taking your own life, you have to think about other people. It goes both ways. I talk to people about, okay, take care of yourself. Do a better job of taking care of yourself, because if something happens to you, you know, you're dead and gone. The bottom line is, what about the people who are left behind? I read a story earlier today about how Robin Williams' daughter has now removed herself from the social media world because there are cruel people out there who have said some hateful things about her dad. And so now she has to live with this scrutiny for the rest of her life. Now listen, people are saying that Robin Williams was depressed. Depression is a disease. It needs to be treated. I don't know. I'm not an authority figure on that. And it's easy for me to sit here and say that he was wrong for doing this and that he was selfish in doing this. But I don't know, and I will admit and be the first to admit, I don't know how depression works. I don't know what happens when a person falls into that category. But it just seems to me that it's a shame that a person that had all the talent in the world would end his life the way it ended. Pray for his family, and I pray for others who have suffered from this tragic act. That's my thought, that's my opinion, and I'm sticking to it.
That concludes the 3-minute commentary. Now back to the show.
Hey, you know what? I'm going to make a do with a do, baby.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to introduce you to a good friend of mine. Put your hands together.
Yeah.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, who is the coolest brother of them all? Is it Mr. Elias?
Man, what's crack-a-lackin', baby? What's crack-a-lackin'?
Man, let me tell you something, brother. Not a damn thing is crack-a-lackin', man. What's happening in the world of Mr. L to the E to the S?
Just listen to your three-minute commentary, man, and coming from a person that has suffered from depression, man, dude, I understand. I do. I truly understand.
Wait a minute. You said you suffer from depression.
Yes, man. Yes, dude. Yes. Oh, God, after Sam passed away, man, I cut everybody off. I cut everybody off, man. I didn't go to do any activities anymore. So when we sit here and talk about depression, it's a different thing, man. Depression is something else, brother. I'm telling you. It is a disease. Trust me.
So how were you able to get out of that then?
I still suffer from it sometimes. I found myself sometimes just breaking down, crying, missing my brother, man.
Is that depression or is that just the grieving process?
Grieving or depression? Okay, if you cut yourself, I cut myself off from the outside world when he passed away. I didn't want to be bothered with the outside world. I went to work and came home. That was all I did. You know, people would come by my house to check on me. I would look at them outside my window, and it's like, okay, daddy, I stand out there ringing my doorbell. I'm not answering.
Did they see you?
No, they didn't see me. I would look at them, and they, you know, because I got a two-way mirror where they I can see you, but you can't see me. And they would be ringing my doorbell.
Yeah, you're doing a two-way mirror.
Yeah, my three windows down there, you can't see inside my house. I can see inside. I can see, but you can't see me.
Why do you feel it's necessary for you to have a two-way window?
So if I don't want to answer the door, I didn't have to answer the door. That's where the house was made. You know,
how about
it came like that.
How about just having a peephole?
Because I got my door set with three windows there, man.
Okay.
You never noticed. But that's
I have noticed it. That's the kind of stuff that perverts do in bathrooms of department stores, where
a woman
is dressing, and then you could be looking. Okay. I always wonder how that worked out.
I can see out, but you can't see in.
That's my point. Man, we have a new idea for a plan. We need to sell those. Light the match.
Okay.
Bumblebee, would you take a bullet for a stranger?
You know the answer to that question.
Mr. Elliott, give her a mulligan, man. She didn't mean that. She didn't understand the question, man. Ask her again, man. Ask her again.
Don't ask me again.
Okay. You wouldn't take a bullet for a kid that was a helpless kid?
No, I would not. I'm my kids. My kids, yes. Anybody else's, you better look for your mama.
You better look for your mama. But she was looking good.
Looking good.
She had on some Kenneth Cole shoes. Versace. Her hair was kicking. Like Claude Van Damme. I want to ride Momo V.
Hey, hey, hey. What's up? What's up? It's Elias J. Rizzy. What's up?
And the heezy for sheezy, my kneesy.
Yeah, all that. Yes, all that.
Hold on, wait a minute. We can hear your voice, Mr. Elias. She is somewhere where she can't get crazy. Where are you,
no,
Momo V?
I'm not nowhere. It's just that I don't even know if I got time to say what I want to say. So I'd rather not
hold
say
it for 10 good minutes.
Okay.
Hold it for 10 good minutes.
I'm here.
Wow.
Thank you. I'm here. Present.
Okay, listen, Mr.
Now I'm quiet.
Mr. Elias, listen, do you hear any, like, doors slamming, like jail doors? Clean, clean!
Shut up. You made me sick.
Clean! Clean!
Clack, and I'm going to clean. Go clack. The clack.
Listen. Listen, do you hear any clacking in the background?
That's how it goes, brother.
That joke looks like she on a payphone outside of her jail cell. Oh, damn. Well, we already said that you were Kim, so you know how that goes. Well, hello, Mama B. I can't wait. I can't wait for 10 good minutes. I just can't wait now.
How about Kim is me? How about that?
Well, yeah. Hey, ditto. Give me my plane ticket. Give me my plane ticket.
Welcome aboard. Welcome aboard. Thank you. The spacious cabin. Attractively decorated, air-conditioned but draft-free. Newly designed individual overhead light units are an innovation.
I believe I can fly.
Oh, yeah.
I believe I can trust.
Sing it!
I missed the L to the E to the S.
Don't worry about it. You got the right one, baby.
Yeah, what's up, girl?
Hey, guys, how's everybody doing? Mr. L.E.S. Momo B.Z.
Hey, Vanessa.
What's going on, Vanessa?
Doing okay.
Yeah.
We have to hurry up because visiting hours is over in 10 minutes, so we'll lose Momo B for everyone that's listening in about 10 minutes. Hours are over. We got to go.
Uh-oh.
So let's hurry up and talk to Momo B before they take the phone from her ass. Give me that phone. Get your ass off the phone. Well, thank you.
Oh, damn.
Oh, damn.
Hi there. Six is for sex.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
At the left, there was a man and woman having sex, and at the right, there were two men having sex. No, I wasn't sitting down. I was having drink after drink after drink.
Hollywood, Hollywood.
Sex is for sex.
You didn't leave?
Insurance, what's going on, Miss Terry girl?
Hey, everybody, I'm a little agitated. Momo B.
Hey, my sister. I'm agitated with you, boo. I'm agitated with you. Yes. You see how sisters are? You see how sisters get down? We both agitated. Now, she may be agitated for a whole different reason than I, but still, we both agitated nonetheless. This is what you're getting. This is what you're getting right now tonight.
I just had to run for my life, and I'm on the other side.
Oh, shoot. She's almost a mother.
Oh, my Lord. Man, well, it's going to be a pretty interesting 10 good minutes coming from. But hold yours, too, for 10 good minutes. My Lord. Wow. Well, let's see if this is what she's running. Oh, my Lord.
Now, I realize that every now and again, some of you women folk, you get harsh. You get bothered. And every now and again, you get hot and bothered. Well, what I want you to do when you get that hot and you need a little relief, I want you to call me.
That's a big vagina.
I am living for the Lord. Hallelujah. I feel him down in my spirit. You know, as I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah, thank God for saving me.
Hallelujah. Never learn to swim.
Hello, Rich sister. I'm afraid to ask how you doing this evening.
Can everybody hear me tonight?
We can hear you loud and clear.
Okay, it's a great Skype night. How's everybody doing? I just wanted to clear that before I get all happy because that'd be irritating me. So how's everybody doing?
We're doing fine. Well, at least some of us are doing fine. I don't know what the rest of them are doing, but Guess we're going to find out here in a few minutes. Okay, welcome in. All right, look, welcome, folks. 347-850-1272. You're listening to the Wednesday edition of the J. Rouse Show. 347-850-1272. If you've been listening to this show, man, I tell you what, I've been waiting on this one. God, I had some stuff to talk about, but I'm going to push that to the side. You know what time it is.
I'll say, pay attention.
Woo! 10 good minutes.
10 good minutes.
All right, folks, it is time for 10 Good Minutes, sponsored by DJ Sean Juan. And 10 Good Minutes is where we kind of talk about things that are not on topic. And I tell you, I can't wait to hear what's going on with the ladies. Who should I start with first? My goodness.
Miss Terry.
All right, Miss Terry. You said you were running from, okay, what's going on with you?
I can say this real quick. I'm pissed, and I'm about to kill some WHITE people.
Uh-oh.
A block from me, they just busted a meth lab. A block from my house.
They did what?
And if you know anything about a meth lab.
A meth lab, yeah. Wow.
They can blow your whole block up.
Right.
Wow.
And I'm just done. And people walking around like it was, let me tell you, Jay, this is how it went down. The police said there's a meth lab and we're trying to dismantle it. We just bust everybody and they had all everybody. I called my girl and I said, there's a meth lab, and she hung up. And now she live on the other side of town. And I heard her truck swirl around the corner, get the bag, and let's go. No.
Oh.
I'm black. You can't tell a black person there's a meth lab. White people standing around looking. Why is you guys standing around looking? I'm trying to go. And I might not go back over there until I feel it safe.
Damn. Oh, my Lord.
And this is the kicker, the girl that I live with, her son is on it, and that's where he used to go to get his stuff, and I know this. But they're trying, but you know, people be trying to lie to you. Oh, no, that's not, no, because you know. Black people, we know.
We know. Yes, and that's why I'm confused. Mm-hmm. So there's a meth lab, and then what? What's the problem?
No, if your house is a meth lab, they tear it down.
I'm trying to recognize and realize that you called your friend and said there was a meth lab.
Mm-hmm.
So then where was it and what was the problem?
Well,
not the problem. I'm not trying to say it's not a problem. I'm trying to say what was the problem as far as y'all were concerned.
Instead of removing people from the area, the police were just letting folks walk around, and then they was telling people there's a meth lab. But they had white gloves and the suits on, and everybody else walking around with nothing.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I need to go.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody's like, oh, it's really, you know, a meth lab can blow up a whole block. This was a house of a meth lab, a huge meth lab.
Wow. Yeah, okay.
In the old white neighborhood I'm living in, I could have stayed in the hood. We don't do stuff like that. We might have our little coke lab. It ain't blowing nothing up. You know, they want to mess with stuff that will ignite.
Some people standing around was frequent visitors of the meth lab.
Yeah,
and was shedding the tear for it being torn down. They had to get one last look at it and shed a tear.
Well, you're a Momo B. Say, I don't understand what the problem is. Yeah,
are you holding the mortgage on the meth lab?
I knew your ass. You see, this is how I know what's happening. I just asked a question. I knew your ass. No. Pause. Time out. I knew your ass was going to add color around it. You trace the outline of the circle before you color it. You outline it with your own black crayon, and then you color inside the middle. I knew you were going to do that. But I'm good with what I asked, because I was just asking a question. That's all I was doing.
No.
Okay, it's a meth lab.
If you were in the same city, I would be saying, okay, that explains why Momo B is not happy.
No, you wouldn't have been. You wouldn't have been.
That's not what I do, have ever did. I think that's crazy to have a meth lab. I think that's just insane to me. That's just
insane. You make a lot of money. You can make a lot of money on it if it's not jeopardized or imposed on. if it's not infiltrated, you can make a lot of money. And that's why I want to know, because once the police infiltrate on a situation, they're not going to roll up on no blow-up type crap. They already know what they know. They sneak it in. Yeah. So by the time you know and your neighbor know and everybody next door know, it's all diffused. That's what I'm saying. Because they ain't running up in there on no surprise shit.
Well,
they're not doing that.
Hey, watch your mouth.
I'm sorry, but they sneak it in. They diffuse in the situation, and then it's going to spread. Like, oh, you know what's going down at the end of the block? Oh,
yeah.
You won't never know. And this is a bunch of stupid idiots
And yesterday I kept smelling something, and it was like, I kept asking people smell something, and they were like, oh, no, I don't smell nothing.
Oh, Lord, here we go. All right, we have a few minutes left. Okay, well, thank you, Miss Terry. Now we know what's wrong with you. Let's find out what's wrong with the other one. Because how much time we have left? We have a few minutes left. Yes, we still have about 3 or 4 minutes and 10 good minutes. Yes, so what's wrong with you?
Me, Molly?
Yes.
Okay, well, mine is really simple. My thing is, this whole thing went down with Mike Brown. We all know that. The little boy who got killed for no reason by the police, as they do every day, as they do most of the time in the whole black community. We already know that. However, the problem that I'm having is that, Robin Williams decided to kill himself off in the same 3 days, in a 3-day span, God rest his soul. But that, it was like, my thing is, I had a friend on Facebook that posted, I'm going to read it. I'm not going to say his name, but I'm going to read what he wrote. He said, no disrespect to anyone, but I don't give two ducks about a man that had everything and decided to kill himself. Explain to me why an 18-year-old unarmed young man, rest in peace Mike Brown, who is supposed to start school tomorrow, got killed. I had a problem with that, and this is one of my friends. He was cool with me. He's still cool with me, but I had a problem with what he said. You shouldn't compare the two. These are two totally different things. Now, I already know that people, us black people, when something happens in a black community, we want it to be talked about. We want everybody to say this and that and this and that. We want everybody to represent, quote-unquote, represent. However, it's so sad that Robin Williams had to die amongst this whole BS, because now he's talking about he don't give two damns about Robin Williams. What Robin Williams did to you? What did he do to you that made you put a post like that? It was mean to me. It was disrespectful. And I told him on the post that, you know, it's apples and oranges. You shouldn't say nothing about this man in regards to this other man. They had nothing to do with each other. If you're mad at the popo, you're mad at the cops, you wanna wreak revenge on the city or your government or whoever, do that. But what they gotta do with this white man who committed suicide? What that got to do with him? Oh, because he was rich. He could have got help. He didn't have to do that. No, boo. It's not like that. I'm tired. I'm so sick of explaining. And then when I try to explain myself, oh, Mama B, you already know. Then when I already know. I know what I know. I know better than you not to link no Robin Williams suicide to no black boy getting killed on the streets of New York. Hello? Who would link the two into one post? Who does that?
Mm.
I'm mad
well,
about that.
I don't know. Well, you know what? And you have every right in the world to be mad about that. And I talked about that in the 3-minute commentary about how, you know, his daughter, Robin Williams' daughter, had to, you know, get off the social media, Mr. Elias, because people were saying mean things about her father. And, you know, and it's sad when people do things like that. Folks, yeah, I wonder what makes people tick sometimes. I really do, bro. I just don't get why we do what we do sometimes. I really don't.
Well, you know, man, you got people who are going to be very opinionated. You got some idiots out there, man. Bottom line, look at the church that goes out and pickets these soldiers that have died in the war. So I mean,
you know, God hates you know, ags and, you know, using the F word and all that stuff. I mean, it's ridiculous. It just makes you wonder. And why are you laughing?
I didn't know the story. What he said, sorry, it was just funny to me, just coming out your mouth straight up. I'm telling you, I don't keep it real. I just thought it was funny, so I laughed.
Oh, okay, all right, well, hey, that's good. I guess. But yeah. So you wonder why people do what they do, man. And you know, but it just goes to show, brother, we live in a world that's, you know, that we have some strange and fickle people in it, man. And, you know, it is, like they say, what it is. And there's nothing you really can do about it at this point. But I guess for me, I think the shining light out of all of this tonight, Mr. Elias, is that in the listening lounge tonight, we have a gospel artist by the name of Sheila Moore. We will be playing her music in the lounge tonight. And I'm telling you, it's some good stuff. So, and she's going to be here next Wednesday. To talk about her new CD.
Shoot.
So maybe you should not be here, Momo B, because of you and your mouth.
I'm gonna be here. Thank you very much for your invite.
Well, maybe you should. Oh,
no,
yeah,
I will.
No, watch it.
I will be
okay,
here.
Okay, you do.
I'm
you
say
do need it.
That you don't want to say. So. Yes.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much.
Because we all know how you invite anybody onto the show and you don't even care. So I'm the one that's here to represent the human race.
Thank you very much. God bless you. 10 Good Minutes is sponsored by DJ Sean Juan. DJ Extraordinaire. Listen, folks, if you are in the Chicagoland area.
I'm sorry.
Thank you. God bless you. If you are in the Chicagoland area, you can get in contact with DJ Sean Juan. Just hit him up at www.hitthemusic.com, or you can give him a call at 334-538-5739, 334-538-5739. We have some great questions coming up from the audience. Thank you so much for participating. All that and more is coming up next. You're listening to the J. Ryle Show Wednesday edition on the TJRS Radio Network online radio.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Good evening, I'm Rex Smith. Here's a look at the nation's weather.
Gusty thunderstorms will exist on this Wednesday evening across portions of the Northwest. And what's new at this hour is we do have a severe thunderstorm watch box in effect across portions of Idaho and Nevada, not being outdated until 8 p.m. Mountain Time. Already have some thunderstorms ramping up at this hour. Now let's take a look first at the Northeast and the New England states. Much of the Northeast picking up dry weather, some spotty showers across Pennsylvania. Heavy rainfall exists across Maine, New Hampshire, and Vermont, even Boston picking up on the heavy rainfall amounts. Now, this is the main system that also dropped nearly 5 inches of rain in Baltimore, so we're expecting pretty hefty rainfall amounts as well through this evening and into the overnight hours. The darker shaded green area does include Boston. Flash flood watches in effect right now, so definitely want to use caution if you see ponding on roadways. Turn around, don't drown. Taking a look at the Northwest, once again, the thunderstorms really getting going across northern Nevada and into Idaho. Much of the stronger thunderstorms going to stay north of Boise. We're talking damaging winds and hail throughout this evening. For AccuWeather.com, I'm Molly Cochran.
I'm Rex Smith. 347-850-1272 is the phone number. Continue to listen to the J. Ryle Show. Have a good evening.
It's time for the old school get hype song, dog.
Oh.
can only speak for the things that I've been through. So when it comes to our love, I'll talk the whole night through about the loving I've been missing lately, baby. I ain't had no kissing. Don't you love me? Can we stay together like when we used to be in love? But now you've got your head on the other side. Girl, we had a good thing, but now you've turned. Don't you care how this love we've had turned out? We can work it out.
I know Willie don't let you smoke in his eye, but I'm your Uncle Elroy. I don't give a damn how high you get in mine, as long as you let me hit it. I'm about to show y'all who the real Puff Daddy is.
What y'all wanna do? Wanna be ballers, shot callers, brawlers? We'll be dipping in the Benz with the spoilers, on the low from the Jake and the Taurus.
But I like white people. It's not about black and white. You know, but they do different. When they go on break on the job, 15 minutes. They go to their desk, they eat their cheese sandwich, 15 minutes, they're back on the fucking job. My people, I don't know what the fuck is wrong with us, I don't know what's wrong with us. When we go on break, that's just what the fuck we do.
we break. Clap your hands, everybody, if you got what it takes. Cause I'm Curtis Blow, and I want you to know that these are the breaks.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
347-850-1272 is our calling number, 347-850-1272, J. Ryle Show Wednesday edition. Glad you guys are in the house hanging out with my boy, Mr. L.E.S. What's up, boy?
Man, you'll never find another Luther Vandross in this world. Woo! Florida.
Isn't that something? Luther, Luther makes your liver quiver. Ah.
Hey, ouch.
Hanging out with Momo Beezy. What's up, girlfriend?
And I want to agree. The song you played was Promise Me by Luther. And I don't really got that in my archives.
Yeah, that's
But I'm going to tell you what I do got. Anyone who ever loves, look at me. Yes.
That's a Grammy winner.
That I love.
Oh, Jesus. Thank you very much.
I was getting one of the friends too, but now you got me.
I know that's right. Vanessa's in our. What's up, Vanessa Bell?
Howdy.
Bubba Jones,
Vanessa
Bubba Jones.
Bubba Jones.
Oh, Miss T's here, living next to the meth lab. My God. Hello, Miss Terry. My goodness. Jeez.
Hey.
The hell is that? Wow. And of course,
I got five on it.
Rich Sister is in the house. Hello, Rich Sister. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
With a brand new microphone, I might add. You sound scrump-dilly-frickin-icious. Thank you very much for taking care of that. 347-850-1272 is the call number. It's 10 minutes after the hour. Coming up at the top of the hour, if you are listening on the J. King Network, it is the music business, the way I see it, with Light Skin, a.k.a. J. King, talking to you about the music business. But if you're hanging out with us, we have a treat for you tonight. We have the very lovely Sheila Moore Piper. Forgot the Piper part. Sheila Moore Piper. We have her music in the lounge tonight, and next week she will be here. Should be fun. Can't wait to talk to her. Plus, we're going to have, Mr. Elias, we're going to have a guest host in here with us next week.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Now, well, let me tell you who it is. It's Cassie. You know Cassie. Cassie Gaynor, Mr. Elias. She's going to sit in with us next Wednesday. You will find out when she gets here. She's a host of a radio show here on Blog Talk Radio. She's going to sit in with us. Now, next Wednesday also, keep in mind now, August 21st, 2009 was the very first episode of the J. Ryle Show here in this format. So Wednesday will be our five-year anniversary.
Woo!
And I don't think, Mr. L.E.S., I want to do anything special. You know what I'm saying?
You should.
Right.
I don't think I do. Okay. Because I think, well, I don't know. We'll see. It takes a lot of work to put together an anniversary show. I remember our first year anniversary. We pulled everything from everywhere. It's just a lot of work. So we'll see what happens. But, yeah, come by and celebrate 5 years with us next Wednesday here on the J. Ryle Show. 347-850-1272 is our calling number, 347-850-1272. A couple of things I wanted to talk about in 10 good minutes. Let me knock them out now. First of all, have you been following, Mr. L.E.S., this ALS challenge?
ALS challenge. No.
Yeah.
What's that?
Okay, what it is, it's when you, it's, okay, what's happening is you challenge someone to pour a bucket of ice water on themselves.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that. Yeah, I've seen that. Yeah.
So either you, here's how it works. Either you, someone either challenges you, you accept the challenge, or you donate $100 towards the Lou Gehrig's disease fund. That's what ALS is. So, you know, the thing that's so cool about it is that a lot of people are participating in this. This is the thing that I'm thinking about, and this is what really trips me out. How we as Americans, we just do anything, man. This has become a phenomenon. Everyone's doing this. It reminds me of the Happy videos. It really does. How all of a sudden everyone's doing this. Everyone is doing this. So, but in order for you to challenge someone, you have to do it first. And that's how that works. So.
Okay.
Now, the other thing that I wanted to bring up real quick, and you tell me if you have a problem with this, because I'm thinking, is it me or am I being too sensitive? I was listening to a sports talk radio show, and they were talking about how one of the wide receivers, you know, Victor Cruz, really loves his owner, and, you know, and he does everything for his owner. And all of a sudden, man, I started thinking about Kunta Kinte.
Mm-hmm.
I said, wait a minute.
That's why I told everybody on the show to read the book called $40 Million Slave. Check it out and read it.
What? I never heard you say that. What is that?
I said on the serious side. It's called The $40 Million Slave, and it's a book you should read.
Give us some details.
Well, it's a book about how athletes of today don't speak out against anything because they're scared of losing their endorsements. They're scared of losing everything that they've achieved. Whereas athletes of yesterday, like Muhammad Ali, Bill Russell, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, they always spoke out for what they believed in. Name me one athlete that speaks out for what they believe in right to this day. They're $40 million slaves. They don't speak out for anything except for how much more money they can make. So they're slaves.
Wow. Okay. Wow. Serious stuff.
Jay.
Yes, sweetie.
There's always going to be a house one, and there's always going to be a field one. That's until you die and everybody else die. So let it go.
Right.
So some people are happy being a house, and some people rather be in the field.
But I guess what threw me off about it was not really the people themselves, just the fact that how that sounds, he plays for his owner. I'm like, man, that sounds so like slavery to me. And I'm like, am I being oversensitive with this? Because it's
slavery is alive and well.
It looked like Kunta Kinte. I just saw Kunta running with a club foot. That's all I saw. I didn't see anything else after I heard all that. I'm like, dang. So is it me or should I, get out of this?
Why didn't they say the owner of the team?
Well, yeah, I know.
The team.
I agree. I'm with you. I'm with you, man. I'm really with you on that. But it's just, like I said, I'm thinking, okay, am I being too sensitive about this? You know, should I be like, okay, what the heck's going on with this? Why are we tripping on this whole thing with the owner? You know, maybe I'm being crazy about that. I don't know. Anyway, I want to send a very special shout-out to all the people who are going through this nonsense, man. What we talked about, Mr. Elias, we actually brought it up Sunday on the serious side, but we didn't get into the conversation too deep because it had just happened. But no one knew that this was going to escalate to where it is now. So we just want to send our thoughts and prayers out to the Ferguson community in St. Louis. Violence is not the way to go with this whole thing. The young man's father is asking you guys to, let's do it the right way. So, like I said, we're going to dedicate the show to you guys. We're going to dedicate the show to everyone in that region and tune in on Sunday because we're going to have a very deep conversation about this. Because not only...
The right way is what way?
I want to know the right way.
Well, the right way is let's take it through the courts, right? Oh. Let's do it the right way. The wrong... I tell you what, let me put it this way. I don't know what the right way is, but I definitely... let me tell you something. I definitely know what's the wrong way. And the wrong way is...
In your opinion.
I will tell you this. You might not have knew it was going to escalate like that because you is in Houston, but the people in Ferguson knew it was going to escalate like that. I'll put it that way.
Okay, well,
everything that's happening in Ferguson has been in... It's like a bomb just went off. It's been lingering, and it's like a bomb. When you gotta live like that, then stuff like that happens. Just like the L.A. riots, it was lingering and then it blew up.
Yeah, it's the same thing. Outside of L.A. wonder why you had it black on black and black on black and nobody understood. Yeah, okay. I guess you gotta be there to understand it all. You gotta be there, and you're right about that. You gotta really be in a situation to understand why people react the way they act.
Hey, I'm not knocking that. I'm just saying that
all we got is our sense or our power to do what we're doing. That's all we got, and that's all we do.
Okay, All right. Well, the father of young Michael Brown is asking for a calm, and so I think we respect the father's wishes in this whole thing and try to figure out a way to get past it.
We can respect his wishes until the next boy is mine. Then it's going to be a whole
thing. Okay. Well, we'll talk about it on Sunday. I don't want to get into this now. All right. We'll keep moving.
Well, and Friday on the Mama B Explosion, we bring it real. Mama Explosion, check it out.
347-850-1272 is the caller number, 347-850-1272. Mr. Elias, man, who do we have on the line, Big Daddy?
Right now we had a real dealie with us, Jay.
Hey, what's up, girl? How you doing, baby?
Dealie?
Maybe we don't have her with us. Oh, I heard a cab. Hello?
Dealie?
All right, let's get to the next one.
That was a train.
Oh. Okay. All right, let's get to the next one. Who do we have, Mr. Elias?
Yeah, Stiletto on the line with us.
What's going on, Stiletto? How you doing, my brother?
Peace and blessings. How's everybody doing?
Doing great, my man.
Brother.
Doing great.
Jay,
what's your comment, man?
Thank you, man. You started some emotion. How long do we as black people have to get used as doormats?
Uh-huh.
You know, we said it with Emmett Till. Let the sports fans deal with it. We said it with Rodney King. Let the sports did it. We did it with Trayvon. Let the sports deal with it. It's a whole line. But what do we got to do? What do we got to do?
I don't know.
What do we got to say? You know,
I don't know the answer.
Listen. If we don't care about ourselves, white folks, they don't give a damn about us.
But let me ask you this, Stiletto. Do you think the right way to do it is to, do you want to see more of our young people killed by trying to engage in some of this stuff that's going on now? I mean, I don't know what the right answer is. I'm asking for real. I don't know. I'm saying, do you want to see more of us? Because all we're going to do is put ourselves in harm's way. So do we say, you know what, we take one for the team? What do we do?
I don't think that we have enough infrastructure to take on the modern-day challenges. Money.
Uh-huh.
Social economics, lawyers,
true,
doctors, all that. So until we establish ourselves in social economic strengths, we don't have a foot to stand on.
Yeah. It's sad. It really and truly is. It's a
sad
situation.
You know what I'm saying? We sit here and we got $40 million house niggas. We got women who get, and the same thing goes down with the sisters. But until we put emphasis on sending our children and educating our children to becoming lawyers, doctors, well-spoken people like yourself who would stand up and have some nuts, we can't do nothing. Can't do nothing.
You know what's the level?
Only thing we can do is fight with emotions. That's it.
But you know what? You said something that I thought was curious, and we were going to talk about this on Sunday. We still may talk about it on Sunday. The fact that they talk about how white people would be in the minority within the next 10 years or so, but it really doesn't make a difference because as long as you are in the positions of power, it really doesn't matter whether you outnumber people or not. I remember this scene in what movie was that? Was it Django, Mr. Elias? Where, remember at the end of the movie, where what's the guy's name? Leonardo DiCaprio. He was cutting that old Negro's skull up, and he said, "You know what? He always wondered why the black people, they outnumbered the white people. Why they never rushed them? Why they never just said, you know what? We're gonna take this place over." And it goes back. Wow. I've always wondered that mentality. Why do we have that mentality? I just don't get it.
I don't understand it. Well,
because the people that had the balls to do that, they get rid of them, to be honest. Look at the Nat Turner.
But see, it goes back.
We have so many different angles working against us. Until we are actually a people who run on fear. We're scared. We're cowards. You know, we may fight ourselves all day long. You know, Bubba against Pokey, fight to get down. But guess what? As soon as the white man come through with his gun, his taser, and his billy club, Bubba and Pookie them, they shut down too. Because you know why? Because that man can enforce something on you in three different ways. He's got the law, he's got the judge backing him, he's got the lawyer backing him, But
yeah.
He's got the jail that he can house you in. And guess what? Anytime you go to jail, it's not free to get out. So we got all this shit on our mind. How many times, excuse my language, how many times have you got pulled over by a white cop and said, oh, man, what did I do? But if you get pulled over by a brother cop, there's not much fear and tension. That lets you know right there that we as people are, fear is in our psychological and DNA. And that's something that's got to be worked out through what? Counseling and psychological intimacy.
Uh-huh.
No way around it.
Well, you're right about that. And the thing, hey, Stiletto, man, watch your mouth. That was a good one. You snuck that one in real clean, Mr. Elias. I didn't even hear him. But the thing is that when you go back and look at it, it goes back, my point to bringing up the whole thing about the slaves not overrunning the plantation, it goes back to this concept of, okay, white people will be in the minority, but as long as they are in the position of authority and the position that the power positions, like you talked about, Stiletto, you know, it doesn't make a difference. I mean, he who controls the purse controls the environment. That's just the way I see it.
Look at the infrastructure. When you want a loan, who do you get your loan from?
Oh, absolutely. I agree.
When you want tires on your car, who do you go to? When you want clothes, who do you go to? Right. So until we work on those socioeconomic, guess what, Jay? If you want to go home, no. I put it this way. This is a question for everybody. If a Chinaman wants to go home, where can he go?
Chinatown? Oh, to China. Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, Chinatown, whatever. If a Korean man or a European man wants to go home, where can they go?
They can go home.
Exactly. If a African wants to go home, he can take his tail back to Africa. Now, if you want to go home, Jay, where do you have to go? Everybody has a home except for the American Negro.
Oh, yeah, you know, that's a good point, man. That's a good point. All right, man, look, hold that thought, brother. I tell you what, but we got deep. All right, look, we're going to take a break. Coming back, we're going to do the QOD, the question of the day. And don't forget now, we're 30 minutes away from Sheila Moore Piper. We're going to feature her in the lounge tonight. And if you are listening on the J. King Network, we will be doing the music business the way I see it by Lightskin. Hey, look, folks, sometimes you have to take a break from reality. And you have to take from this nonsense and get into reality. And I know people are like, oh, we didn't tune in to hear that. But, hey, the conversation went that way, and we're a community radio show. We'll be right back after these words. Don't go nowhere. J. Ryle Show, Wednesday edition.
What we gonna do is go back, dog. Rewind.
We go a little something like this. Hit it.
Bow down. Hello, princess. Dr. Odelia, the queen of inspiration.
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing fine. Are you in the library again?
No, am I quiet?
Now you got your sexy voice going on. That's what it is.
I mean, you can't impress us. I mean, your husband's in the chat room, but we don't really get a damn about
going
that.
Going on. I'm like, are you trying to take Miss E's place? You got your sexy voice going on? I'm in class, girl. Go ahead, girl.
Don't encourage her. Don't encourage her.
Hello, Mr. Elias.
Hey, how you doing, dog? How you doing this evening?
I am just doing so wonderful.
Yeah, you sound wonderful, too. I'm going to have to make a trip to Detroit. You keep sounding like that.
Rewind.
Every time I come in the kitchen, you in the kitchen, in the damn refrigerator, eating up all the food, all the chicken, all the pig feet, all the collard greens, all the hog maws. I want to eat some of them chitlins. I love pig feet.
Leroy, it's Wednesday.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
347-850-1272 is our calling number, 347-850-1272, J. Ryle Show, Wednesday edition. Glad you guys are in the house. We're about to get into the QOD, the question of the day, but once again, the show's dedicated to all the people that's going through what they're going through in Ferguson keep your head up. And, you know, the one good thing I will say about having an African-American president, he did talk about this the other day. And, you know, I guarantee you, had there been another occupant in the White House, it would not have been a part of the conversation. And the U.S. Department of Justice is opening an inquiry about this nonsense because, you know, it's just too many of us are getting killed by the police, and there has to be some accountability.
Huh? Yeah, it was just another assault on a young guy in L.A. that was mentally challenged, man.
Yeah, it's not assault. He killed him. I mean, bottom line is that it's getting to the point where it's ridiculous. It's this is crazy. And but we'll talk about
it's
on
crazy,
Sunday.
But I will say this: we need to change the thing because Michael Brown was assassinated. Point blank.
Murdered. He was murdered.
And he
was
not
murdered.
Shot. He wasn't murdered. He was assassinated.
Yeah, he was murdered.
The
There's no doubt about it. There's no doubt
and
about it.
And this could be our kids. And that's
yes.
what scares me. And that's
yeah.
why I fight for what I do. Because
yeah,
this could
absolutely.
Be my child.
You're
and
right.
It, just, it doesn't make any sense. Any time I go anywhere, I get police. You can't really say too much to them. So when you're a black male or female, they talk crazy to you.
Yeah.
And I don't know why. But that's just what happens.
Yep. It's that complex, man. It's something else. All right, let's get into the QOD, the question of the day. And the question of the day is, and, you know, I tell you, normally I would probably say let's keep rolling, but because we solicited questions from people and we told people that we would answer questions, so tonight, the listeners, it's all about answering your questions. And, boy, Mr. Elias, we have some good ones. So 347-850-1272.
Right.
It's call number 347-850-1272. The QOD, the question of the day. We're answering listeners' questions. And I tell you what, this first one is so wacky that it's almost hard to believe. But the brother said I can use his name. His name is Teddy. And he's from Mounds, Illinois. Now, listen. I was born in Cairo, Illinois. I know where Mounds is. Mounds is a very, very small town, and only something like this can happen in Mounds. Here we go. Check this out. Now, he has a friend, Mr. Elias, right? Teddy has a friend. I wonder if that's his real name. Anyway, he has a friend that they're cool with, right? Here's the deal. He's over his boy's house. They talking, laughing, rapping and clapping. So his boy said, man, you know how guys are, man. He got naked pictures of women on his phone and stuff. So he said, hey, he said, let me show you some of these honeys, right? He goes through the list. One of the chicks on the freaking phone is old Teddy's girlfriend.
What?
Yes.
Okay.
Now here's the catcher. He don't believe they know each other. I don't think the girlfriend knows that old boy is Teddy's friend. So now, his dilemma is, he said he know we're going to clown about it. He says, but even though we clown, and he knows us, that we're going to give him an answer that makes sense. So the question is, should he confront these people about the situation, or should he say, you know what? Listen, that happened before me, and I'm not going to worry about it. Well, what would you do, Mr. Elias?
I'll ask, man, if that's his boy, and that's... You know, obviously they're gonna hang out sometime. You know,
I would love to be there to see that.
Lady, and it happened before me, but damn, wow, ouch, yeah, man.
Well, what would you do though? Well, I mean, because apparently, if he knew that was his girl, he wouldn't have showed him the pictures, right? So the question is, what would you do if you saw your girl naked on this dude's phone?
That one I don't know, man. I'd have to sit there and think about that one.
You had to call Dr. Phil. You had to call Dr. Phil.
You know, bottom line, wow, ouch, ouch, damn. I don't know. I couldn't tell you on that one, man. What would I do? I would probably work on saving a small lady. Damn, man.
Would you do that for real?
Hell yeah, hell yeah. And then I let my old lady know, I said, what you doing taking naked pictures with you?
I must be missing something.
But wait a minute, Miss Elias. Hold up. That was before they met. How you going to sit here and try to tell her what she... Come on, man, please.
Oh, okay. I thought I was missing something here.
That was before they met.
I don't hear nobody taking negative pictures, man.
Oh, see, that goes back to... Remember 3 years ago, we had a show, since this is the anniversary month. We had a show 3 years ago, and we talked about should couples have truth nights. And then y'all told me a new one. You don't need to be bringing up nothing about that. They ain't their business, blah, blah, blah. I said, why would you want to know the history of the person that you're about to get down with? That ain't none of your business. So now all of a sudden, Miss Delia, as you're saying that, well, what are you doing taking naked pictures? Hey, that's her business. You don't know what she did before she got with you.
I don't know, but I'm like, this is my boy, you know. So, hey, I'm sorry. That's just what I would say. I understand what nobody else would say. That's just what I would say.
All right, okay. All right, let me ask Miss Terry. Miss Terry, you know what? If that happened, what do you think that guy should do in that situation? Miss Terry's still running from the meth lab. All right, Vanessa. Okay, what the hell's going on around here?
I don't know. Ask me. I'm here.
Goddamn it. Oh, Vanessa's mic's not on. Hey, watch your mouth.
Stop cussing.
That was a mess.
It's normal. It's fine. It's normal.
All right, Vanessa. What should this guy do? What should this guy do in this situation?
Nothing, because he might have happened. If it happened before he met her, it wasn't even about him. Nothing.
See, I say the same thing.
I like it. She answered all civil and sweet. Nothing. Not a damn thing.
Nothing.
I mean, but you're right, though, right?
Say hello.
People had another life before they got with their sister.
Yes. Before I met your ass, I was living. I wasn't born yesterday.
What was he doing that she ain't seen before he got with her?
Yes. Things you don't want to talk about. Things you want to keep a secret. Yeah,
I agree.
You want to talk, let's talk. And that's the thing. You want to talk, let's talk. But some guys, present company included, they have said that they don't want to know nothing about the past lives of their mate. Nobody wants to know nothing. Everybody want to act like it's brand new. I just met you. You just met me. I don't talk about your past. You don't talk about my past. We don't want to know nothing. But then when somebody outside the relationship brings something up, now you want to question me, boo-boo? No, don't ask me nothing. Because when we wanted to talk, we was meeting and dating and coercing. You didn't want to know nothing because you don't want to tell me nothing. So you don't want to know nothing. Like, okay, boo. I'm not going to ask you nothing, so you don't ask me nothing. And that's how you wanted it, okay? We agree on that. I don't ask you nothing because you don't want to tell me your past, and you decided that you're not going to ask me nothing. So when June Boy tell you stuff, don't come asking me nothing because you didn't want to know nothing before. So don't bring it up now.
Hey, I'm with you. 347-850-1272 is the call number. 347-850-1272. This is an area code from Detroit. Detroit, welcome into the J. Rouse Show. Who's this?
Oh, this is me, the Sasha, Charlotte Sasha.
Oh, shit.
Yes. Yes, I've been here. I've been listening to everybody. You guys were lost. You were looking for the Sasha.
Oh, my Lord.
You can
wow.
Know.
Has she been drinking?
I don't know what's wrong.
Y'all don't know how to do it. Y'all don't know how to do it. Say, okay, hey, Kate, welcome. There's some
what
stuff on the line.
My sister, I love you, my sister.
You too, but there's some stuff on the line.
That's what that is.
We can't hear you too clearly.
Call your name and your statement.
Shut up about my call or my statement. I've been on the phone. You guys won't answer the phone because, oh, that's a line.
Were you on the phone last week, too?
Let me finish what's coming through. I'm on the phone.
Can I finish?
I'm on the line. I'm not hearing you. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Gotta go.
This person has been muted.
Thank you. Thank you.
All righty. 347-850-1272 is our caller number. 347-850-1272. All right. Situation is, you just tuning in. Guy hanging out with his boy in a very small town. Hey, his name is Teddy. We'll put it out there. He said I can use his
Teddy,
name. I'm
are you
it.
Ready?
Okay, we have more buttons. Thank you very much. Hold on, Rich. Just let me reset it for you, then I'll give you the opportunity to say what you want to say. Okay? All right. So now, Teddy, him and his boy sitting around talking about women that they've been with and all this other stuff, and so his boy shows him pictures of naked women on his phone, and Teddy looks at the phone and sees the girl that he's currently dating amongst his friends' list of naked women. And so he's asking, what should he do? Now, first of all, the brother should have never shown Teddy that. I don't know why people do that. If you got them, you keep them to yourself. But that's okay. I've digressed. So now, so far, Mr. LS is confused. He's like, I don't know what to do. Vanessa's like, hey, Ann, look, I was showing myself before I met your ass, and I'm going to continue to show my booty after we done. That's just me.
And Mama B says, what year is this? Shut up.
There you go. She has spoken. So now let me ask you, Rich Sister, what would you say in this situation?
This little girl painting her nails.
Yeah, that's why I wouldn't. When he asked to look at the pictures, he just said no.
He didn't ask. They were just bragging, and he pulled them out, according to the question. They were just
didn't
talking.
Didn't he know that? The friend that was flicking the pictures, didn't he know that he was dating this girl?
I don't think they did. And I know where this place is, and this could very well happen. It is a very, very small place, but it's big enough for you not to know everybody. You see what I'm saying? So if you're a popular person...
They hang out often?
I don't know.
They can't be no best friend. Because he wouldn't even flick that picture to him, I would think. You ought to know that she was dating him, but I mean...
You have a point. I don't know. That I don't know. I can't answer that.
It's just one of them things. I mean...
What?
It happened before you met her or whatever.
So what are you saying? So, I mean, what does that mean? That mean that you okay with that? That's cool?
If that's your boy, y'all live in the same city,
he learned a valuable lesson. Maybe he didn't...
What lesson he learned?
Next time he... I mean, if it's this such a small town,
But I guess my point to all this is this, is that how can you say that you're going to get mad at her for something? Apparently, this happened beforehand.
Before he got to...
How can you get upset at her and apparently your boy didn't know, because I'm pretty sure that he wouldn't be like, yeah, let me show you. Come
exactly.
on.
Exactly.
So how can you get upset behind that?
Oh, man. I don't believe that, Jay. Look. You got some dirty cats out there. And if you my boy, and you ain't not my girl yet, man, really?
Hey.
My girl, unless we live in different cities, we in the same town, and you ain't not my girl yet, for real?
Well, hey, Jay. I don't know. I mean, but I can see...
But I can see
how that can happen in that area. Because, yeah, you can be in Mounds, but you can also stay in Tams, which is about 15 minutes down the road, but it's all kind of that same area. You can stay in Mounds City, which is, another 15 minutes away. So I guess it's not uncommon. It's country, bruh. This ain't like no metropolitan area.
Boy, If you my boy, we done hugged.
He said his friend. I don't know how much of a boy he was, but you know, hey, could be. I don't know.
Yeah, because
I'm right about that one.
I don't know.
But you know what? You know, this is the thing. Girls have friends. Boys don't have friends. Boys don't just have friends that they cool with and they da-da-da-da-da-da-da. They name them like that. If the boy, I'm going to tell you something. If the man got a record of your girl doing a freak on, yes, you are. If the boy have a record of, if the boy have you, your girl on record doing something, and he not just going to show you out the blue and be like, oh, I didn't know this was your chick. That rarely happens. I mean, it may happen once in a blue moon. If you just got out of jail, or he just got out of jail, and nobody really know. But if y'all both been out on the street on a regular, everybody knows. Everybody checks. That's just how it is in the hood. Everybody know. I don't know where you live, Jay. You talking about? You may live on some back streets that nobody know each other. But where I live and where I'm from, everybody knows. Everybody checks.
Inside boys.
I'm sorry. If you're gonna talk to me about my chick or my man, you're gonna show me pictures. I best believe you already know. I'm not gonna be. Oh my God, she didn't know that was my man, and she showed me a picture of her and my man all spread out. Yeah, you knew, B. Yeah, you knew.
So now you think what he, I'm so you do. Think he knew? So you think the dude knew? So you think the dude knew, and he wanted to show his boy?
Yes. I think the dude knew. And you know what else? What's better than that? It's better that you think he knew than to think he didn't. It's better to think on a negative side than to think he was just sleeping. Because when you sleep on people, then they're going to dish you on every chance they get. Just why is this chick in the street and I'm driving? See, people.
Oh,
people
God, please move. Oh, Jesus, please. Oh, God, please move, baby. Oh, Lord, put the loudspeaker on. Get your ass out the street because that girl is driving, and she sounds like she's been sniffing some alcohol, but please.
This is the thing. This is the whole thing I'm talking about. People try to play you. The boy was trying to play the man, the other man over there, because he already knew. And the same way this chick trying to play me, thinking I won't hit her, is the same thing. Don't try to play people and push their buttons, because you're going to be the one and on in the morgue. Not me.
Hey then, and that was a friendly neighborhood, a public service announcement from Momo B saying stay out the street. All right, we're going to take a break. We'll be back to finish. Have another question for you before we get to the lounge. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back.
If you missed the J. Ryle Show, shame on you. This is what you missed.
A beautiful woman is not looking, or what attractive, or however you want to, you know, categorize that. They're not looking necessarily for, you know, looks on a person. They're looking for conversation. They're looking for confidence. And the worst thing you can do is to walk up to a woman and not show confidence, because that will end your run right there. So,
you know what? Hey, I have an idea. Hey, explicable. I tell you what we're gonna do. Let's do a little role playing right now. We all are going to try to pick up if inexplicable. When we get done, you need to tell us who had the best approach. Let me set it up for you. We're in the Smooth Jazz Cafe. She's sitting there, man. She got her hair done right. She got on some nice-looking heels. She's drinking a little bit of wine. She's over in the dark corner sitting on a brown leather couch. Home team, the floor is yours. Go get her.
Hi. Hey, what's up? What's happening? How you doing?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Good. Look, how long you been up in here?
Actually, I just got here.
You know what? I got a better spot. Let's bounce. Let's go out to this other spot that I got. It's kind of real chill, you know what I'm saying? We're going to go out by the water, just kind of hang out and get a nose up.
Yeah, if I do that, you might turn out to be the axe murderer, and I might not make it back home.
Hey, Tyreek, your turn. You up to bat. Let's go.
Okay, hey, Nick, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. Okay, I got to go. It was like me.
Wow.
Here I come. Hey, what's up? How you doing? You doing all right?
I'm doing good. How about yourself?
I'm doing all right. What you drinking?
I'm having an amaretto sour.
Is that right? Would you like another one?
I think I'm good with this one. I nursed this one for a little bit.
Okay, that's cool. How long you been here?
I just got in.
Okay, all right. You You feel like dancing now, or do you want to wait and dance later?
I got on my dancing shoes. Let's go.
Well, let's get to the dance floor. Now, let me tell you something now. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm good. So, you know, let me know if I leave you behind. We're going to get out here and get down. Now, don't try to embarrass me on the dance floor, all right?
I'll follow your lead. How about that?
Oh, let's go, girl. Let's go. Okay. So, next, now, you tell us who had the best approach amongst the three of us. Tell us, next.
I would have to be honest and say you had the best approach.
That boy's smooth. That boy is smooth.
Hey, Ralph.
Yeah.
Jamil in the chat room said you were trying to get a drunk.
The J. Ralph Show starts now.
It is the best Sunday morning talk radio show on BTR. It's the serious side of the TJRS, Sunday mornings, 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, right here on the BTR Radio Network.
After I came out, I remember being on the playground and someone threw a ball right in my face.
How would you feel if others treated you like you didn't belong at school, on your sports team, at church, or even in your own home?
Millions of gay and transgender youth are made to feel like they don't fit in every day.
We've all been hurt by words before. So before you speak, think about how your words might affect someone else.
You have the power to make a difference.
To find out how, go to glad.org.
That's GLAAD.org.
Leroy, it's Wednesday.
The number one online radio network.
That's awesome.
Shut up, you're drunk.
Oh, baby, I'm sorry.
Gosh, you're even prettier than your picture.
You know how to whistle, don't you, Steve? You just put your lips together and blow.
Leroy, it's Wednesday.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
347-850-1272 is our caller number, 347-850-1272, J. Ryle Show Wednesday edition. The QLD, the question of the day, we are entertaining questions from our listening audience, and the first one was a pretty damn good one. But now, we have a few minutes before we get into the lounge tonight, and don't forget now, coming up in about 5 minutes, if you are on the J. King Network, it is the music business the way I see it that's happening on your network. If you're hanging out with us tonight in the listening lounge, we have gospel artist Sheila Moore Piper. Nice music, her single Get Excited, which will be the second song in the lounge tonight, will be released here shortly. She will be on the show next Wednesday to talk about it. Plus, we have a guest host coming in, Cassie Gaines. She'll be here. Wednesday is our anniversary. Our anniversary is actually on Thursday, So anyway, folks, come on in. It's going to be a good time. All right, so now here's the next question, Mr. Elias. This is a very simple one, I think.
We need to say goodbye to the J. King Network. Right?
Do we need to already? We have about 5 minutes, man. Let's say bye to him. All right, guys, sorry. Yeah, all right. All right, guys, listen, we appreciate you. Sorry about it. We're going to come back and check out the archives if you want the answer to this next question. And we'll see you. Have a great work week, and we'll see you next Wednesday right here on the TJRS Radio Network Online Radio at its best. All right. So, okay. Now, here's the next question. This is a simple one. Do mother and father married, right? Well, mother and stepmama married, right? Here's the deal, Mr. Elias. He's grown. Stepsister grown. She looking good. He thinking, hey, should I get with my stepsister? You don't think so?
Hell no.
They don't have the same blood in their veins, Mr. Elias.
I don't give a damn. Hell no. No.
What are you saying, J. Ryle? Wait. I'm trying to understand. Brother and stepsister raised in the same house? I didn't ask that part. Who has who has a damn dog? That's probably Vanessa. He know not to say nothing. Everybody in my house know not to say a word. He probably trying to bite your ass. But anyway, so here's the deal. So once again, step brother, step sister,
He's thinking right? that, you know, they ain't kind of attracted to each other. Should he, you know, get together with her? And Mr. Elliott, you say no.
No, hell no.
Did y'all say step?
Step, yeah.
Yes, that's what they said, step.
Step.
Cousin, married, well, yeah. Didn't they get married, Bobby? And what you call him? Yeah, they got married. My cousin married her brother.
Her stepbrother?
Yeah. They not
like
blood related. They sure did. They had a child together.
They wasn't raised together, though.
Her daddy married that boy's mama. Yeah. And they got married. Yeah.
So, okay, let me ask you a question.
Blood. They wasn't raised together.
I don't know if these... I don't know if these two were raised together either, but just the principle of the fact that it's stepbrother and stepsister, like Bobby and Christina.
Well, the family thought it was freaky and crazy. I mean, you know, but... They didn't even know each other until they were... I mean, they were grown when they met.
And they met because somebody got married.
Yeah.
Your mic's off. You're going to sit here and sing while people are talking. What the hell is wrong with you? Jeez, Christ. Unprofessional jokers. All right, so now you don't see a problem with that, Vanessa?
I think it's crazy, but they're not blood related, and they weren't raised together.
Oh, so that's the key for you. If they were raised together, then it would be a whole different ballgame.
If they were raised together like siblings, then I think that's freaky. But they didn't even know each other. They were grown, way grown.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Okay, what about you?
One of my cousin's relationships, man, so.
It did what?
What'd you say, Ms. Elliott?
It destroyed one of my cousin's relationships. He was dating this girl, and, they got hit. And his son started boning the daughter, man. It destroyed their whole relationship, man. So now,
but they were steps though. They weren't. They were steps, right?
Right. They were steps.
Mm-hmm. Huh? What do you think, Miss Terry?
Look.
Ms. Terry said, look, I'm filling out a police report. Leave me alone. Oh, I'll show you back.
No.
Are you going to ask me?
Poop your mics off.
Thank you. This is how I feel about it. I'm adopted, so I'm not blood related to anybody, okay, in my family. So we all family. I don't give a darn if we step. Second cousin, third cousin, fourth cousin, fifth cousin. We all family, and we ain't screwing. That's just how I feel. Now, if y'all want to do it over across the street, that's your business. But I don't like nobody I done grew up with, and that's my family.
What if he grew up and he looked like Idris Elba?
I don't care what he grew up looking like. I have some fine cousins. When you my family, you my family. That's just a line I don't cross. I don't roll like that.
Sheba. So let me ask Blabbermouth, since we haven't answered the question. Okay, Dr. Princess Adelia.
Oh, she ain't got enough time for
her
to answer.
Well, yes, you do, because I'm going to stop you when you get too far.
Why you don't have enough time for my answer? Why you don't have enough time for my answer? Can you ask the question, please?
So you wanted us to ask you, and you don't know what the question is.
Well, the question is, will I ever leave you?
Ooh, we got some drunkers on the show tonight, boy. They are drunk as I don't know what, as skunks.
785-1272. Have you passed by meth lab recently? I'm just curious.
What is this? Which is that for real?
I don't know about that one. I've seen somebody with a wig on. I don't know. I left.
All right, so Mumble B, let's get your ass here. So what do you think? You think anything's wrong with that?
Oh, well, yes, I personally do, because I don't care if you're blood, you're not blood, you're related, you're not related, you're raised together, you're not raised together. It's all about what the family portrays in and what we think as a family. Because there's a lot of people that's that's my family, that I consider my family, that's not really my family. So we all know we have people that's related that's not really related. So you got to look at that situation.
So if you look like Idris Elba, you like, hey, no problem, I can't roll with it. If he look like Idris Elba.
Let me tell you something. If he look like Idris Elba, we not related. I'm just going to tell everybody,
We'll be back after this, folks.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Look around you. One in four kids in the U.S. faces hunger. It's not always easy to see the signs, but in this land of plenty, there are kids that don't know where they will get their next meal. Join Share Our Strength in Food Network and take the pledge to end childhood hunger here in America by 2015. Learn how at nokidhungry.org. Their next meal could come from you.
Everybody, this is Cy Smith, and when I'm in my hotel room all by myself and my batteries have gone dead.
Excuse me. Oh, no, he didn't.
What are you talking about?
I tune into Jay on the Jay Ryle Show.
Rewind.
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
This is something that I've been working on for a while, and I was hoping that a certain someone would be here tonight.
All right, here we go.
It's funny what you can do in front of a room full of people that you can't even seem to do in front of one person. It is the color of light, the shape of sound high in the evergreens. It lies suspended in hills, a blue line in a red sky. I am looking at sound.
Welcome to the Listening Lounge. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the music.
All right, folks. Welcome back in. 347-850-1272. You know, Mr. Elias, Momo B is crazy. I'm watching this chat room talking about some I'm not related two for $20. Oh, my God. Wow. funny. All right. Listen, folks, tonight in the lounge, we're featuring gospel singer Sheila Moore Piper. She'll be here on Wednesday to talk about her new CD that's coming out. But we have some great music for her from her tonight. Now, the single, Get Excited, will be the second cut in the mix tonight. And so that's the single that will be released here soon. But I tell you what, Mr. Elias, man, I think people will enjoy this up-and-coming artist. And I tell you, man, I can't wait to get into it.
All right, man, well, let's do it then.
All right, here we go.
Shall be revealed, and our flesh shall see it together. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. God bless.
I'll be the sun, shall be sure, the one shall shine in your life.
Listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Trouble, this one has a way. your seatbelt on and ride with your mind.
We hope that you enjoyed your stay. We will see you next week, right here, at the TJRS Listening Lounge.
Now it's time to say goodbye to all our company.
Maybe I should say something nice and wrap it up.
All right, folks, it's time to wrap it up. Wrap it up. Mr. Ellie asked me, what do you think about the lounge tonight, my brother?
I rather enjoyed it, man. I rather enjoyed it.
Yeah, we need it. Somebody needs Jesus in this place. Hopefully it reached the right people. Momo B. I didn't say that out loud. Hey, what's going on, Callie Wood?
You know what? Before I heard the listening lounge, I was going to go one place, but then you went to religion. That was dope, but I got to go here. All right? We are not related. We are not related. We are not related.
Oh,
we
man.
Are not related.
Related.
Look around.
Yes.
You.
Yes. Kelly, where am I going? In the hood. Yes.
Let me tell you something. I've had so much fun. Let me tell you something. I'm going to just be real quick. But I met one of my favorite actors of all time last night, Joe Morton, you know, and, you know, Papa Pope on Scandal, but, you know, I have been a fan of his for so long, so I was goopied out last night. But now, after Momo B said it, I'm not, yo, like, I'll be like when that day when he was kissing me on my, I'm not related. That I'm gonna tell you every time I hit on somebody from now on, it is I am not related. Momo said I am not related.
What's going on? Hollywood. I was about to say, your T-shirt, boo, you're going to run that all side, the west side, the T-shirt. Coming to there, there, you. Yes. We are not related.
They're not related. We got to try to figure out how to put on one of them dresses I wear. I can't wear a T-shirt on the red carpet.
Hey, Hollywood, how are you? I miss you, too.
I miss all you guys. I'm not going to Cali Jack your show, but I'm going to tell you this one more time. Momo B. We are not related.
We need a T-shirt. Well, I tell you what, I'm like you.
Yes.
It really depends on that. Hold up now. If we were raised together, I can't do it. I can't do it.
We were raised together, but that was in the circumstance you put out there.
I don't know the circumstances. I'm just
going to
be like, well.
That would have been a different story, but you didn't say that. So we took it upon ourselves to roll with the not raised together. Thank you very much.
All I got to say is upon
ourselves. What up, Jay? You got to add some extra to the mix. What's up, Rich Sister?
Now, all I got to say is this, then. J-Rowe, we're very related. We so related, it ain't funny.
You ain't got to worry about that,
my brother,
helpful.
Cheaper.
Uh-uh.
Yes.
Maybe I should say something nice and wrap it up.
What we gonna do is go back, dog. Rewind.
Find.
Let me go a little something like this. Hit it.
Momo B, final thoughts, jeez.
My final thought is learn my body. Just because I'm wet does not mean I had an orgasm.
Oh,
learn it.
All
Lord.
Right.
Learn it and recognize.
Oh, my God. I don't even know what to say behind that. Jeez. Learn her body. Okay, and Miss LES, man, final thoughts, McDowell.
Oh, man, my final thoughts are this, man. Learn my body. Ain't no head out.
All right.
Look, and my final thoughts is learn my body, hell. Just because I'm squirting like a pig don't mean I'm enjoying myself. Just because I'm squirting like a pig don't mean I'm enjoying myself. I could be faking. Oh, damn. Oh, damn.
Rewind. Find.
We are at 5 minutes, and so we're going to close this show out on time. So let me get to everybody's final thoughts with you first, Rich Sister. Final thoughts.
It's a great show. Take care and have a great night, everyone.
Lead by example. Follow that example. That's what I'm talking about. Miss Terry, final thoughts, girl.
My final thought is justice for Michael Brown. That's my final thought.
Absolutely. Well said. Well said. Well said. Appreciate you. Mama BZ, final thoughts, baby.
Okay, my final thought is I don't want you to laugh because J-Rowe, you was laughing. That's my final thought.
Okay,
so don't laugh. But okay, so I'm going to do this right here. My final thought is to my brother Idris. My mama don't know your mama. My father don't know your father. My sister ain't your sister, baby. My brother ain't your brother, baby.
Yo,
we
brother,
are not related.
Up,
we are not related in this. In the words of Marvin Gaye, let's get it on. You didn't laugh, but you had all these babbling buffoons and interrupted my mix, but it would have sounded cool and fly.
It was cool. It was cool. Thank you, my old B. That was great. You're the sexiest thing I know. All right, Kelly, what's final thoughts, baby?
Let Idris know about it. Let Idris know. Like,
I'll let him
know.
I'll put it on my T-shirt. All right, Kelly, what's final thoughts?
My final thought is you told me I was the sexiest thing you knew, but now it's Momo B. So I'm going to chime in on Momo B. I'm not related. And let me tell you like this. When I met the brother from Mistress last night, If he didn't have a wife, I would have stuck Momo B's tongue down his throat yesterday.
You sound like a horny chick, boy. All right, girl, appreciate that. Dr. Princess Adia, your final thoughts.
Well, first of all, I want to say I think this was a great show. Second of all, rest in peace, Robin Williams. Tomorrow night I'm doing a show on depression. Man, come on. This is something very serious. From childhood to adulthood, money couldn't buy you happiness, baby. So it's all up to you to understand and to come to the realization of the truth of happiness. And that's what we want to talk about tomorrow night. The truth of happiness, letting depression naturally. So listen,
all right, thank
first
you.
Of all, all right, well, hold on. Hello.
Hello. Goodbye. Hello. Your mic's off.
Hello.
Yes, Miss Elias, man.
Fast
off, Miss Elias. Fast off, Miss
Elias. Thank you for coming out, Cap. That's good night.
All right. Let me take a deep breath.
J-Rod, wait a minute. Hold on, J-Rod. The funny thing is, if me and you were compatible, we really would be compatible because we'd be thinking the same damn thing the same damn time. So I'm just saying,
you never know.
Together, we'll be teaming up on motherfucker,
See that? You know what? You couldn't get through. Oh my lord!
You
all right, bye to your ass. Yeah, have a great evening.
You ain't on your show, Momo.
And Rich's sister.
I know.
I have a final thought for Rich's sister. Ain't gonna happen in a million years. How about that? You my sister. You my cousin. You every damn thing. Hell no. And I'm just trying to do some reverse psychology. You want me to touch you, don't you? It ain't gonna happen.
No.
For Rich's sister, Mr. Elias.
Yeah, family
Dr.
member.
Princess,
I can think of
Miss Terry. Momo B.C. and Daisy. I'm J-Rob. I see ya when I see ya.
Yo, who's still on the phone? Why did none of us hang up? Why are we still on the line?
You are listening to the TJRS Radio Network.
Oh, Momo,
you let Momo B sing, but you mute me? You mute me?
No, you're not muted. I can hear you. You know, we always know when there's somebody. We always, like, unmute us. We never know when we're unmuted and when we're, like, a part of the show or we're not. You know, but you're a part of the show tonight. I hear you, honey.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
We are all in the house tonight. What's up?
Oh, man, the ladies are in the house, man. I really want to know from you ladies on the real, right? I'm trying to figure out, should I keep my hair red or should I dye it black?
No, I'll keep it red. Keep it red. My sister. I have been looking. You know what? I've been real busy, and I unfortunately, but guess what? I just let go of a client that dominated my dang own life. I thought he was going to be just a client, and I was like an employee. It was horrible, but that's okay, because I just let him go last week. So I've been catching up this week. Listen, baby girl, I looked at a couple of your things on Facebook, and I said, oh, man, it was so much. I didn't want to like because I didn't want to even seem like I was out of the dungeon. I've been in the dungeon, but I'm telling you, girl, keep the red. You're popping it. You on that red popping in L.A., and I'm like, wow. That's my girl. You doing the damn thing with the red.
But I was like, why is J. Ryle playing music so loud?
Because he doesn't want to hear us. That's all.
Well, I was like, turn the music down, Jack. Go.
It's your birthday.
We're going to party this out. Everybody.
Princess O, what you got to say? What you got to say?
What you got to say? I got to say on the mic. I'm in the mic on After Hour of the Day Live on a Wednesday night. It's on the Pow Pow. I'm with my girls. My girl.
Yo, Jay.
It's not your
Jackie.
Strong suit.
Yo,
I'm
Jackie.
Sorry.
Yo, Jackie. So, hey, Jackie AT, what you got to say?
Oh, I'm not even trying. Rap is not my forte either. I'm not even trying.
Oh, y'all don't even be hanging like that. Oh, go.
No, no. It's your birthday, it's Momo. Go. What you got to say?
All right, here you go. Good evening, everybody, and how you been? My name is Charlie Calloway, and I'm back again. You see, I'm 5'9" and dark brown eyes. I'm guaranteed to make this crowd come alive. You see, I'm guaranteed to make you want to freak. You see, I'm guaranteed to make you leave your seat. I got too much love for anyone, man, so I spread my love all around the land. And if you want my number to communicate, it's 2345678.
Hey, ho! Oh! I'm taking my jack after feeling on the first time around, all around. I'm saying, this is, I'm on the mic.
Oh, doctor.
Okay, you can't be making these pauses.
Okay, so I got to do it again. Here we go. I'm doing it one more time. One,
okay.
Go, freestyle.
It's your birthday. We're at a party, y'all. It's your birthday. We're right here on the After Hour on the day. Wow. We want you to know that it's on the pile. We love it. We feel it. We
No, you don't. That's okay.
Give it up.
It's your birthday. We're at a party. Yeah. It's your birthday. Every day. It don't have to be your birthday. Because here on the mic, it's your birthday. We love it. We give it love. We give it peace and joy. And it's all about what takes.
This will definitely be, yo, we have to, Jay, you have to cut this part out. You have to cut so we can play this on the next show. Please cut this part out, because I cannot believe Dr. Princess Odalia is trying to get her freak on. What?
You know it's going to be a rewind.
Oh, yeah.
And don't give them weed wine.
Oh, man. You throwing it up.
Hey, listen. Hey, check this out. My girl, my sister. Listen, what's been going on? Let's talk about what's been going on a damn red carpet, girl. You and everybody's red carpet. And we got this sister may be slow to answer, but baby, she not slow to be on that damn topic. So listen, let's talk about that. What's up?
Well, you know, it's a trip last night, and I can't believe, Jay, nobody is cutting daggone music off. But last night, I went to the Television Academy Diversity Dinner, but let me rewind. I got my hair cut yesterday, and I was freaking out. Because I have never had my hair cut so low. I've been gliding. Everybody's trying to keep it red, to keep it black. And that, and you like, it's like now, like, I can palm my head. Like, I didn't realize how small my head was until today. Like, I didn't realize that I got a peanut head until today. Like, I can actually literally palm my forehead, my whole head in my hand. But now the music has stopped. So on the red carpet, last night I broke it down. I got to meet people from Breaking Bad, Scandal, Mistress. I mean, and what's even more amazing about it, it wasn't very few of us, and we say that because I don't like to generalize, but there wasn't that many African-Americans there. And the ones that were there I knew, and the ones who I didn't knew act like they knew me. But I had, at one point I had the Love Boat,
What is it? Oh, my God. Why can't I think of it now?
Ted Lang.
Ted Lang from The Love Boat. And then the ladies from...
Anne-Marie Johnson.
And what's the show? What's the show? In the
Heat of
the
Night.
In
the
Heat
of the Night.
Okay, so I had The Love Boat, In the Heat of the Night, and Mission Impossible all in a picture together. It was like I felt like last night I didn't go to work, and I'm glad I didn't because I got to be like a true groupie. But I was a groupie, but they were really groupie on me, but they didn't realize, and we're going to keep this a secret, that I was really groupie on them. But to stand there with Ted Lang, Anna Marie, and what is it do, and Mission to Do for Mission Impossible, I'm just like, these are shows that I grew up on. And they were just as excited to meet me as I was to meet them. And then RJ from Breaking Bad and the guy from Mistress, I don't know his name, but he had an amazing sex scene. That's all I could see in my head when I was talking to him and his wife, him sleeping with this other chick, which I wish could be me. But on the real, and I'm going to be honest, man, I have a fantastic life, Dr. O. Like, the stuff I get to do, is amazing. What's the dude's name? The one that we figured out. I didn't even know his name. The Spanish dude, Jackie.
Eastside Morales.
Eastside
okay,
Morales.
Okay, well, I know all these
Eastside?
People's names,
no, no,
and
no,
I wasn't
in
there.
Detroit. Excuse me, can we have a break? It's called in Detroit. It's called Eastside. So go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Continue. But that's the trip part. It's like I knew who these people were, but it's okay. So let me back. So my girl Lana Walker, who told me, she's the one who introduced me to Nzoni, the dresses I've been wearing since Oscars. Okay, other than Avna Davis's long stuff that I wore at the Scandal event. But after Scandal, all I've been wearing is Nzoni. The dress that I had on last night, I didn't know how incredible the dress was until other people were telling me how, oh, my God, this dress is incredible. And then my cousin Debbie, we were doing a yard sale, and she left like a whole box of shoes. And I got tired of wearing the same pair of shoes in every dress, in every outfit. I went through the bag of shoes, and she had a pair of pink cotton candy shoes with roses that matched the dress. So it was like, and then, like, okay, now be honest. Do you guys like my hair? Do you guys like that, as short as it is now?
Yeah, your hair looks good.
Okay. All right. Well, I was scared. But
keep
when
black.
I was, say what? I was black.
I was making my vote black.
You would say go to the black with the hair. It's like I want to, but it's like I'm kind of scared. But it's like I look at some pictures. I'm like, okay, it's like I'm bleeding. It's the same thing, and I want something different. So I, you know, Dr. O and Rich Sister, I gave you something different with a new hairstyle yesterday, right? Now I think I have to put the color, right? Time to flip the color. Rich, is it just us? Are we Cali Jacking this show?
No, we are not. Listen. Let me tell you guys something. First of all, Caliwood City. Right. That's what's going on up in here. And then we've got my sister, Momo. Ow! See, Momo saying, ow! Right?
Mo,
and we
Mo,
got Caliwood.
No, it's just me and Jackie. Wait. I thought it was just Jackie.
I think Momo is gone.
Right, it's just
Momo's
Rich
gone?
Sister. Yeah, it's just Rich Sister, you, and me.
Oh, man, like old time sex, like Cali Wood Nation, man.
That's what I'm saying. I didn't want to Cali Jack your show.
What's up? Listen, first of all, let's talk about last night. What you did yesterday?
Well, last night, as I said, I went to the Television Academy Diversity Dinner where I got to meet celebrities from The Love Boat, In the Heat of the Night, Mission Impossible, Breaking Bad, Mistress. But here's the best part of the whole night. Tanya Hart and I were at the bar, right? And I ordered a glass of white wine. And Tanya Hart, who's been on BET and everything, she's like, "Why?" She's like, "Cassandra, don't you like champagne?" I'm like, yeah, but I don't drink cheap champagne. She's like, they poured Cristal. I drank at least two bottles. Because you know you can only get, like, really five glasses of champagne, full glass of champagne out of a bottle. They were pouring Cristal. And I don't want to stereotype, but I love going to white events. Because if this is a BET event, they would not have been pouring Cristal. They would have been pouring Andre's. Okay? Everything was top shelf. The food, oh, my.
I want to hear about the food.
Wow. It was amazing. And here's the thing. There was probably only 30 African-Americans out of 400 people there. And I knew all of them. And I was actually the only one who wasn't on television. Actually, myself and Ernest Skinner were the only two who weren't on TV. And because every black person that woke up knew me, they started taking pictures with me. So then their photographers started taking pictures with me, and they had no clue. They're like, "And who's this?" So every time they took a picture of a black person, they came up to me and go, "So can you tell me who this is?"
So they were chiming in on you,
mm-hmm.
as they were coming in, taking pictures of you.
Exactly. I would selfie taking pictures of myself with different people, and then they would come and take pictures and then ask me who were the people that they took pictures with. Like, Ted Lane, to meet Ted Lane, Isaac from The Love Boat, like, and I know, Jack, you know, like, I had been looking for an episode of The Love Boat, and I told him this, of when he and Diane Carroll had a little affair, whatever, and I'm like, and they finally put it on YouTube, and when I found out, I watched that just as much as I watched Coming to America and Grease every freaking week. You know, when I was in New York, I was watching on Hulu and Netflix In the Heat of the Night. And then for to see Anna Marie Johnson, you see, you thought I was going to say Hoss, Jackie, but I got
but it's
it.
It's not Anna, Anne Marie Johnson.
Dang, I wasn't right.
And it's not Anna with her. It's Anne Marie Johnson.
Anne Marie Johnson. All right. It was just incredible. And now I'm going to some more Emmy events, and I'm just looking forward to doing more Caliope and Caliwood Nation and Caliwood Live. And I'm looking forward to season 6. And I'm looking forward to Dr. Princess O'Dea coming in with her words of inspiration at 1:00 and taking us out at 1:45. So I'm looking forward to a whole lot of stuff for season 6. And we need a publicist.
Well, I know one thing I'm looking forward to is the fall season. Because I know you're going to bring it live as ever. You're doing the thing. I was thinking about you yesterday. I was thinking about all of the things that have been going on. The way you have persevered. The way you have made it happen in spite of everything, man, and it's just been amazing. You've been doing it, not small time, but big time, and that's what's up. You know, when at the end of the day, we talk about all of the journeys and all of the resources and tools that everybody can give, and if it wasn't for the strength that we choose to hold within our journey, then we wouldn't have any stories and people would not be able to chime in on us and to be able to grow from our own stories. You know what I'm saying? So I am so, man, I love it. I love it. I haven't been on Facebook, man. And then when I got on there, actually just the other day, just real, real quick, I was like, bam, 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 going real quick. And I'm like, oh, my God. If I said like, all my friends going to know I'm liking them, I'll be talking. So I said, I don't have time to talk. So I'm going to wait until I come back in and be able to really chime in on everything that you're doing. But I want to say that you look beautiful. Everything that you're doing is absolutely phenomenal.
Your story is absolutely awesome and inspiring, empowering for people who feel like they got a dream and they don't even, they're sitting over in the shadows because they feel like they are not at that place. You are at that place and you are doing it. Not small time, but big time. It's amazing. I love it. I mean, it is absolutely phenomenal. And I just want to say kudos to you. That's what's up, Cassandra Calloway. That's what's up. I mean, you are an inspiration and an example for so many people around the world. I want to say thank you, my sister.
Well, you know what, and I receive that, and I can receive it now, but it's a lot of pressure. It's a lot of pressure, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but you know what? It may be a lot of pressure, sister, but to whom much is given, much is required.
Yeah, but I'm tired. I'm getting tired, though. Like, what do
you
I
may
do?
Be tired. But you may be tired, but let me tell you something. You know what I tell somebody? I said, I've been given so much of a requirement. And I told somebody just the other day that I'm tired. Sometimes I want to sit back and just throw in a child, just relax for a moment. Like, can I get a rest? Can somebody take all of the stuff from me? But it comes back to me again, to whom much is given, much is required. You are so phenomenally blessed to have such a gift that it is to the limits beyond that people, many people won't go where you are going. That's just flat out. But as a result of that, there's a price tag on that. And that's not unfortunate. It just is what it is. It's a price tag to that. So in your price tag, you wear that. You understand? It's all good. You may be tired, but it's all good. Because to whom much is given, much is required. And when you look at your situation and say, wow, this is just a blessing that I have to fulfill. This is something that I was, an assignment that I was given, and it's a privilege. It's really a privilege. So since you have the privilege to be given the responsibility of so many other people who have a dream and feel like they can't make it, but they're looking at Cassandra Calloway. They're looking at you, baby girl. They're looking at you through your whole journey. And watching, looking how you're going to respond to certain things. Like, oh, it's gotten tough. Okay, they don't even know it's gotten tough, but they know that certain things that have happened in your life. How is she going to respond? You want them to know that Cassandra Calloway inspired them along the way, yet you kept it real.
Yeah, but okay, all right, Dr. O, right, but let me just tell you, when I was in New York, some, like, real foul stuff happened, right? One of my boys said that they were going to, you know, pay me to promote to some stuff. I did everything I was supposed to do, right? Then after, you know, I'm chasing this cat for my money, and he's like, yo, didn't I hook you up in college? And I'm like, yo, you want me to be accountable for some stuff that happened 20 years ago? When is enough enough? When is enough enough? When do I have to stop sacrificing who I am and what I do to make you comfortable?
Listen, this is what I'm going to tell you. So long as you keep it real, there's no win. No matter what, you always bring it back to the real. People may say whatever they say. They may say this or that. But so long as you, my sister, bring it back to the real, then it's never ending. Do you understand that? It's never ending. It doesn't end. Because that's your given true purpose, is to help people. So no matter what, doesn't matter. So long as you can keep it real, bring it back to the real.
people may not know when they ask you a question, how do you do this? How do you do that? And now understand, I want to understand your question because I really want to answer it exactly as it is. I don't want to go around and beat around the bush. I don't even want it to be said that I did that. I want to answer your question directly. And I also want it to be clear that no matter what, you keep it on the real. Keeping it real, no matter what. Okay? So what is your question? And I want to listen to your question again. Answer it as it is. And no matter what, we're going to come back to the real, period. Because that's how I am. I mean, I don't know, people put me in a box and think I'm this and that and I'm all conservative and square. I'm not. Boldly, I say I'm not. But I am real. Let's keep it real. So ask me your question again so that I can answer it directly. The one thing I know is that you are real, my sister. You are real, my sister. Come on.
I'm break it down like this, honey. How do I not be tired of being tired? That's how big that. That's my question for you. How do I not be tired of being tired and continue my journey? That's my question.
Okay. Wow. That's something, baby. I know exactly what you're talking about because I've been there not too long ago. I mean, I'm always there every now and then. You come back to that. You keep saying to yourself, man, I'm tired. I can't do this anymore, man. The journey is a beast, my sister. I wish that Jay was here so he can give some hand claps because the journey is a beast. And constantly, repeatedly, you come to that space where you say, man, this is too much, man. I'm tired, man. I'm tired. Because to whom much is given, much is required.
Yeah, but here's my deal. Stop giving me shit. That's my deal. Stop giving me shit. Because you're asking me, if you require me of all this other stuff, stop giving me shit.
No, but guess what? To whom much is given, what is required, which means that the thing that you are given, you are required to manage it. You are required to put it into position. That means if you can't handle it, that means that you are required to staff so that you can handle it. Recently, I told somebody, okay. And this is what I'm telling you, I told somebody, I said, I am at the point I either staff or fold. But I've been here before. Before I made my first million, I said to somebody, I either staff or fold. We try to do everything ourselves, my sister, or maybe with a person or two. But sometimes we got a $1 billion empire, and it's required for us to get about 10 folks up in there. Because we may be genius, we may be able to do more than one thing or two, but it's required for us to get a few people. We can't do it by ourselves. Else we lose the things that have been given to us. So, my sister, listen, this is what I can tell you. It's not a solo journey at this point because you have an empire. And as an empire, it is up to you to build the empire and increase your employees. Increase the people that are there to help you. Don't be scared to ask for help. You can't do it by yourself. Because to whom much is given, much is required. And that's all it is, baby girl. You have to increase, and you have to build, and you have to do what you have to do for your empire. That's what this is, I'm telling you. Otherwise, girl, you know how I would talk to you and I were on the phone by ourselves, but we are listening, the world is listening to us, and iTunes as well. But how about I just do it like iTunes is listening to us?
Wait, hold on, Jackie. What you have to say, Jackie?
Well, let's try this other approach then. If you're not getting it, let's just play devil's advocate here.
Okay.
Now, if you were to stop Caliwood, you would stop going to the red carpet events. Stop in sin. Okay, well, let's hear it. What's your plan B then?
There is no plan B because that is her true purpose. So now Caliwood has to say, how is Caliwood going to boss her to the plate? Because God has given her everything she's asked for. That's what so many of us are at that place where God has given us everything that we've asked for, and now we get it, and we say, ow, wait a minute, hold on, what's up? Hold up, wait a minute, right? No. Now that we are there, what are you going to do with it? It's in your hand. You are holding your dream in your hand. What are you going to do with it? And to whom much is given?
But
much is required.
I love
no.
you, Dr. Prince. I want the answer to the question. So
I'm going to shut up. I'm putting myself on mute. Okay, I'm shutting up. My sister, answer the question.
I really want to. I'm playing your devil's advocate.
All right, go
ahead. If you were to stop doing the red carpet events, what's your plan B then?
I actually don't have a plan B.
You know why?
Exactly.
Because this is your true purpose. There is nothing. Because
you're gonna have struggles, and like I said, it's just beginning. As the Lord takes you up, and it's all good. But that's why I keep saying, get ready, because it's only beginning.
And I appreciate that, my sister Richard. You so on point. Can I say something? The higher the mountain, the harder the climb. You hear that? The higher the mountain, the harder the climb.
But Rich, Dr. O, is Jay Ryle there? I thought I heard Jay there. Jay, did you want to say something? Hold on.
Can I say something, my sister? There's some dude that has invaded the sister charge who refuses to speak, not speak right now. But there is a dude that is listening
okay, so
in.
I did. All right. My whole thing is, I'm tired of doing a show, I'm tired. So what do I have to do now not to be tired?
No, you're going to be tired. Can I say something, sweetheart? You will be tired, but then it's up to you to realize where you are so that you can sustain in your fatigue. You understand? You may be tired. Okay, that's fine. I don't mean to negate the experience that you are having because it is real. But what I want you to do is understand where you are. Knowing is more than half the battle. Knowing where you are. My book, Pregnant in the Spirit, How to Birth a Life with True Purpose, I was given the understanding to understand where people are in their journey, wherever they are. So I know where people are. People talk to me, and sometimes I say something, and sometimes I don't. But I know where people are in their journey because that is my gift, because my true purpose, people have different true purposes. My true purpose is to help billions to come to realize their life's true purpose. So in that, what does that mean? I mean, I've been through everything.
I've been through homelessness. I've been through jail. I've been through everything. I've been through so much so that I can help people. I've been through a teen pregnancy and then knowing what it is. And God bless it. God took the baby. God bless it. But I've been through so much so that I can help people to understand where they are. So when you ask the question, how do you get over it, sweetheart, you go through it. Not get over it, like, why me? Because either get over it, how do I get over it? That's like saying, how do I, why me, why me? No. How do you go through it? Can I say something to you, my sister? My sister, can I say something to you?
Please.
You a G. You know what a G is, right? You go through it. You go through it. You a G. You go through it. You don't say, God, why me? You say, how? You say, what am I to experience in this moment now? You say, how am I to make it through this? You say, take me through this. That's what you say. You don't say, how, why me? You say, how do I make it through this? What am I to experience in this moment now? What am I to experience in this moment now? And then as you go through it, you experience everything that you are to experience and you hold on to it. You take those experiences and you say, wow, that's beautiful. Not, why me? Why not you? To whom much is given, much is required. And Caliwood, Cassandra, Caliwood has been given a lot. You want the big, nope. See, this is the thing. We want the big ticket, but we don't want the bike. We want the big deal. We want to go to the limit and beyond, but we don't want to talk about what it's going to cost to get there. That's how we do it. We say, I want this and that. I know I won't be this and that. But do you know the price that it costs? You want Neiman Marcus price. You want Neiman Marcus clothes, but you want TJ Maxx prices. And let me tell you something, even the rat can't justify that. What you going to do?
And just simple. All you simply have to do is just, you know, continue to ask God to just give you the strength to carry on, you know?
To push through, my sister.
Because, I mean, it's...
Okay, Jackie.
Because, see, that's how I was feeling these last couple months. I felt a little burnt out. But that's why all them reruns went on. Why I caught my breath. Because it's that time where you may get a little weary. And, you know, go ahead and it's okay. Go ahead and take your breather and refresh yourself. And you can ask the Lord these things. Lord, you know, because it's something about it. See, like definitely with the type of show I do, you know, it's something about when you just, and really any show, when you're pouring out to people, you know, there has to be a refilling. It has to be. It's just like a, you know, a car. It goes and goes to runs out of gas. What do you got to do? You got to take it to the gas station and fill it up with more gas. Because when you go to running on empty, you know, you can't, just like cars without gas, you know. We have this human tank. We can't let it keep running on empty. So what we got to do, we got to refresh, refill ourselves. Like lately, these last couple months, I was feeling burnt out. You know, I had to, you know, take my breather and refill it and refresh. I mean, there's going to be times where you feel tired, and that's okay. You know, you ask God to just give you the strength to carry on and really just see what he's done for you so far, where he's carried you so far. And as far as, you know, God brings you those, definitely first and foremost, those people in your life that he also brings into your life to strengthen. And then, unfortunately, definitely being in this business, come on, you're gonna run into the jokers too. You're gonna run into your jokers.
And I think a lot of it has to do with the whole Randa thing. And, yeah. But you're right. You guys are absolutely correct.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Just gotta be willing to hang in there, you know, and depend. No matter what comes your way, you know. You know, that's, you know, it's all about discernment, discerning those people who are right for you and those who are not. Ask that Lord to just give you that discernment to see it, you know, quicker. You know.
Yeah. Right. Not wait a whole year and figure it out.
Yeah, but it's all good. You're in the right place. You just got to, you know, just ask the Lord for the strength. To
and that's
going.
The thing, to know that you're not in the wrong place. You're in the right place. It's just that you, too much is given, much is required. Yeah, guys. Well, listen, those who are listening, you are listening to... What do we call this now? We call
It's the over. So we it's 7 minutes after 8. So we're going to hang up the phone now. It's 11 o'clock on the East Coast. And,
is it? Yeah, it's like 11 o'clock here. And it's awesome, though.
Well, all right, Dr. O, I enjoyed the after show. And
thank you.
You know what to do.
Well, I love you, my sister. I called you the other day. I don't mean to put you out on blast, but I asked for you to call me. I didn't hear from you.
And I called you back, and you didn't pick up the phone. So don't go look at your call ID.
You
want to go there?
You know what happened?
You want to go?
You know what happened?
Wait. Did you just hear the dude go get on her? Like, yeah.
What's up, ladies? I've been sitting here for a minute trying to get up in
here. Oh, my God.
How you doing, Callie Wood? Who is the other precious voice that I hear on the phone other than Dr. Mushroom?
Rob Smoove, how you doing?
All right, how you doing? Callie Wood, I've been listening to you. First of all, you got to pinpoint, just my word of advice, just have to pinpoint what you're tired of and take it from there. I mean, because if you really like what you're doing, you'll keep doing it. But if there's certain aspects of what you're doing is getting you down, then you might have to just cut that out. But I think you should just keep doing what you're doing, and the parts that are dragging you down, let it go if you have too much on your plate.
Mm. Thank you, Bob.
Because the whole time I've been listening, I never heard one person ask you what you were tired of.
Well, what I'm tired of is doing a great job, and only just a few people know. You know what I'm saying? It's like I feel that with all that I do, when I do what I do, it should be more than just who it is. You know what I'm saying? So I feel like I'm missing something. You know, you feel me? It's like...
So
okay,
what are you missing? You feel like you're missing the joy in what you're doing?
No, I got the joy. It's just like, it's like this. It's as great as you guys say I am, right?
Mm.
I should be making money from this. And I'm not.
Well, that,
but
that,
you know what's important is not
the right people to make money doing what you're doing or try to make, get the right connections.
Can I say
that's
something
what it's all
else
about too? Is connections. Yeah, go ahead.
I do want to say this. Knowing is more than half the battle, sweetheart. And there are certain things that we experience in the journey. And in that process, we have to allow for life to take its course, and that is we may not be at some point in our life where we can, okay, we're making a billion or a million, but what's happened is that we are going through the process of sowing the seed. We are going through the process of allowing for ourselves to build that empire.
How many seeds that got to sow? You know what I'm saying? It's like, I look at the pictures. I look at the responses. How many damn seeds I got to sow? How, you know what I'm saying? It's like, I'm done with the practice. You know what I'm saying? We went to an event that I prepared for a month and a half, and they canceled it 45 minutes out. I'm like, it's practice. I don't need no more practice unless I'm not as good as I think I am.
Hmm.
Do you feel me? You see what I'm saying? But as if this, what I'm feeling in the responses, or, you know, the emails and the people, then I don't need no more practice. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not Wendy Williams, and I never will be her because I don't talk about my friends. You see, but that's the difference. She's a fan. I'm a friend. You know what I'm saying? There wasn't a time you couldn't walk in my house, even now, to go to my phone. I know everybody in Black Hollywood. But I'm still like, oh, living check to check. This shit don't make no sense.
But
you have to sow the seed. You can't put a time limit on it. You gotta see a time. How long? What did Martin Luther King say? How long? How long?
Hold on, doctor. Hey, but anyway.
Listen, no, anyway, because what I'm saying to you is valid. Because what I'm saying to you is real. Don't worry about how long. It comes a place in our journeys that we have to learn how to just be. That we have to come to the place that we are understanding and we are compassionate for the place that we are in. And we say yes, and we submit to life's process, and we submit to what is. It will stop when you submit to what is, sweetheart. When you can say to yourself, this is where I am, and you say, wait a minute. I've never done this, but I'm going to say this. And the Muslim, when they say, As-salamu alaykum. And the Christians, when they bow and they say, yes, Lord. And it's metaphysics when we say, when the Buddhists say Nam-myo Renge-kyo, all of these different places, we are all in that place where we are at, to a place of submission to the universe and its process. Don't try to rush the process. Because when you rush the process, then you negate what you are going through and the process itself. When I went through homelessness, I'll never forget, my daughter was with me. And she said to me, Mom, I didn't even expect this. It was a Sunday afternoon. We were at the main headquarters for the homeless shelter, and I was washing clothes. And she said to me, she said, Mom, she said, as much as I want to get out of here, she said, I want to tell you that I'm okay. I'm okay with where I am now. She said to me, my daughter was 16 years old, and she said to me, she said,
I am okay with where I am now, she said, because we have learned so much along the way. And I don't want to miss anything the rest of the way. That's what my 16-year-old said to me. She told me that she was okay with now. She said, I don't want to miss anything the rest of the way because we've learned so much so far. You understand? So my point is this, sweetheart. Don't rush the process, because when you do that, there are things that you are missing because you're so busy trying to get to the end. You're not even embracing what is now. You're not embracing what life has given you and offered you for now, in this moment now. That's all I'm saying. To whom much is given, much is required, baby. And guess what? You go through it, you love it, you embrace it, and you do what has been given to you. It's a beautiful thing. Not, when am I done with this shit? I want to be to my destination. I'm tired of it. No. Embrace where you are. Embrace it. Learn from it. Get the nuggets from it and not look at it as a negative, but look at it and say, wow, okay, I've got this and I've got that. I've got this and I've got that. That's what this is about, my sister. Trust me. And until you get it, you won't be out of it anyway, so you might as well get it, baby. Trust and believe, because to whom much is given, much is required. You're so powerful. You have been given this powerful journey, this amazing experience, so that you can go to the next level. And it's up to you, or else you will be the one that's left unhappy and unfulfilled. And then on top of it, other people that life has given to your requirement, if you would, they will not be able to experience their life to purpose because you didn't do yours. Isn't that a something else? It's like if you don't do your true purpose, then these other people don't fulfill theirs because you didn't do yours, and they can't look at your life and say that you did it. That's something else. That's like a whole lot to be on somebody. But guess what? You were the one that was chosen so powerfully, so gratefully to do the darn thing. So do it. And we're here for you. We are watching you. You are so freaking awesome and amazing. We're looking at you and we're like, man, I'm looking at you myself. I've never had a mentor. Never. God's been my mentor. I don't have a mentor. But I look at you, Kelly Wood. I look at you, Kelly Wood. I know it's Cassandra Kelly Wood, but I always say Kelly Wood. That's my thing, right? So I look at you and I'm like, wow. I wow you. I don't wow too many people, if any at all. I wow you. Look at that. I'm telling you, it's so much, my sister, that life has given you. That is amazing. But you got to embrace it. Don't try to, you know, why? No, it's like, okay, what am I to get out of this one? Take those positive things and grow from it. Move on from it. People are watching you. People are watching you. They're watching. They want to see how are you responding to this journey. Are you tripping? Excuse me? Okay, all right. I was about to say, are you bit? Okay, I'm not going to say it. I didn't say it. We're keeping it real. What you doing? What you doing, my sister? Just do it, man. It's okay. It's all love. It's good, man. That's just what it is, because you that deal. So because you that deal, you got to pay the price to be the boss.
You want to be Queen Bee? You got to pay the price.
But yo, dude, but on the real, man, dude, I'm not trying to be the Beehive. I'm not trying
you don't
to
have to be. You ain't got to be trying to be. You were chosen to be. So now you got to just step up to the plate because that's what you were chosen to be. It's not about what you say, oh, I'm going to be that. That's why you are this. That's why you are who you are. That's why I am who I am. Because I didn't chose to be. When I was told, when it came clear to me what I was chosen to be, I cried. I was working out, walking down a mile road, crying because I didn't want that. Why? Me? Please, can I just not do that? Can I just do this over here? Please just work with me. Life. Please. Thank you very much. I would just rather not. I feel you, baby girl. Hey, yeah. Most times when the ones who've been given the big call, you'd rather not have had it. Okay? But it's that one who has called to greatness that says that, yes. Okay, hold on. You know that song. I'm sorry. I come from the church when they say, yes to your will, Lord. Yes to your way. You know that song.
Mm-hmm.
Yes to your word, Lord, each and every day. Oh, yes, when I'm right, Lord, yes, when I'm wrong, help me to say yes. Just help me to say yes. And that's all you got to say is yes. Stop asking why. And say yes. And go forth, my sister. Accept what you've been given. It's yours. Do it. You won't find happiness, peace, or anything else until you say yes. Can I say that to you? And I just really want to say that to you. Now I say that to everybody who's listening. Until you say yes, you won't find happiness or peace until you say yes. That's the key, my sister, and to everybody that's listening. Trust and believe that. Okay, baby? You there? Am I alone? You know, I end up, a lot of times on the spotlight with the doc, I end up being by myself on the spotlight with the doc. Sweetheart, are you there?
You probably talked her to sleep.
Oh, shoot. Just be quiet, Rob. You know, I love you, but you get on my nerves. Do you know how much you get on my nerves? You get on my last nerve. You get on nerves I ain't. You get on nerves I didn't know I had.
Yeah, I know.
I didn't even know I had these nerves, and they just come up when you come around. When you come around, they just pop up like
I
want to
know what you've been smoking. That's all I want to know.
Oh, Rob, I haven't been smoking anything. What have you been smoking, darling?
Not what you've been smoking. Anyway, what's been going on? So you done ran Caliwood off. You done ran. Who was that? Rich Sister? Who was that? Who else?
Caliwood didn't run off. If anything, Jay turned her off.
Who else was on?
No, you trying to say I run everybody off. I think Jay turned her off. Jay always turned people off.
I told you you don't listen. Who else was on the line? That's what I'm asking you. Was that Rich Sister?
It was Rich Sister. It was myself and Rich Sister.
Rich Sister, you still there? See,
hello?
You ran
I did. Wait a minute, my sister, Caliwood.
I think
I think that rendition of your church song scared them off. You didn't run them off. You scared them off.
Callywood, are you there?
You don't hear it.
Please don't let Rob, Smooth
have
any validation to his things. Callywood, I know you guys. They're not there. They're not there, Rob Smooth. Rob Smooth. No, I mean they're not gone, Rob Smooth. I mean Callywood. Hello, my sister. Hello, Callywood. Callywood, are you there? She's not there. Oh, I don't know what happened.
Maybe there
was a disconnect on the phone. Okay.
Disconnect. I know why, but I'm not going to elaborate on that. Hey, so I see you getting a whole lot of talk time, ain't you?
And what is that supposed to mean? Are you hating on me?
Oh, no, I
hater.
I wasn't busy, and all I heard was the mute button. You came on all giggly, singing.
Did I really? You know why? Yeah. Because I'm happy.
Little spotlight and running people away. Look at you.
Yeah, it's called spotlight with the dot.
You know what? But remember, I told you gave some good advice, but you was long-winded with it, you know. But you gave some good advice. I'll give you that. But some of it, like I told you before, you could have left a lot of it out, but and just, you know.
Why can't you just give a compliment? Why do you have to go through all of that? Why do you have to go?
I'm trying to help you out. I'm not. Don't take it personal. I'm just telling you. You know, you could have gave your advice in a short version and hit on with it, but you decided to go the long way around like you normally do. But, you know, it's all good.
You know what, Ross Smooth, what do you think about that? You think because I try to go around it, you know, like I normally do.
No, because
normally
I think
she
was really asking you a valid question. And you know,
you don't think I answered it?
In a roundabout way. She was asking you for advice.
I thought I answered it. Rob, now listen. My concern would be if I didn't answer it. Because I really thought I did, and then I would feel very bad. Did I not answer it, Rob?
I'm still confused, so I can imagine what she's like. No, just joking.
Oh, wow. Are you serious?
No, I told you, you know, no one actually asked her what she was tired of. I mean, you know, she's pouring her heart out to you. She's telling you she's tired, but no one asked what she was tired of. So you have to get to the problem before you can give an answer.
Wow. Well, first of all, I apologize for that. I really do.
Because
but
she
Rob,
does a lot. I mean, you know, she does, like, I know all I kept hearing was red carpet, but I'm pretty sure she does a lot more than that. And I know she does a show.
She does.
So
she does.
She's the artist. So my whole thing is, if all of that combined is burning her out, then maybe she should focus on something she really likes. And
that is what she really likes. No, let me tell you something, honey. She really likes that, but what she has to understand is to whom much is given, much is required.
No, you
don't
know
bail out.
You said